breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. President Trump's Gaza peace plan, his blueprint for securing and governing Gaza, has cleared an important hurdle, garnering strong support in the UN Security Council.
Donald Trump said the Board of Peace would be chaired by him and that its other members, the most powerful and respected leaders throughout the world, he said, would be named in the coming weeks. Under the resolution, the transitional board would oversee the reconstruction of Gaza and the delivery of humanitarian aid. The International Stabilization Force, or the ISF, would work with a Palestinian police force to achieve the demilitarization of Gaza. Russia and China did not exercise their vetoes, but abstained to let the resolution pass, largely because the Palestinian Authority and eight other Arab and Muslim nations backed it.
The BBC's Neda Tofik in New York. The president is urging congressional Republicans to vote yes on releasing all files relating to the late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. And today, the House will take up a bill directing the Department of Justice to release those files. President Trump welcomed Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to the White House today, among other things. They'll talk about a potential sale of advanced American fighter jets to the Saudis.
They've been a great ally. They've got to like us very much. Look at the Iran situation, what we did in terms of obliterated their nuclear capability. Yeah, I will say that we will be doing that. We'll be selling F-35s.
As the U.S. military buildup continues in the waters off Venezuela, the president holding the door open for possible talks with Venezuelan President Maduro. Mr. Trump accuses Venezuela of flooding the U.S. with criminal illegal aliens and deadly drugs. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 151 points. NASDAQ futures off 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Dennis Prager for AmFed Coin and Bullion. There's something about the feel of a gold coin in your hand and the way the light reflects off its intricate details that has always captivated me. Nick Grovich, AmFed's owner, turned that same passion into his livelihood. Nick began collecting coins as a teen, and that interest grew into a nationally respected business offering only the finest quality coins at the most competitive prices. But the truth is that although Nick is a rare coin dealer, he doesn't believe in rare coins. Rare coins do not make sound investments, but they do make dealers a lot of money. See, that's part of what I respect about him. AmFed specializes in buying non-performing numismatic coins and turning them into gold or silver investments that provide liquidity and perform competitively against the market. Whether you're buying or selling, call 800-221-7694. That's 800-221-7694. AmericanFederal.com.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a big delay on 95 already this morning. A wreck overnight southbound 95 near the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Backing us up already beyond the bridge at Mountain Road, heading back towards Route 24. See a lot of traffic already on the ramp at Mountain Road, going over to Pulaski Highway and then coming into White Marsh Boulevard and back to 95. Long delay already, but the wreck has been there overnight, so we're just waiting to see what the new update is, blocking the two right side lanes on 95 South. Also a wreck in Baltimore County on Delaney Valley Road, just south of Timonium Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day with a chilly rain developing this afternoon and this evening with temperatures in the upper 40s. Plan on soaking rain tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
33 degrees in Boley's Quarters and 30 in Randallstown at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. The Key Bridge rebuild is estimated to cost more than initially expected, and it will likely be completed later than planned. The Maryland Transportation Authority Board is prepared to update its financial forecast to include an updated cost estimate of $4.3 billion to $5.2 $2 billion, and it should be open to traffic in late 2030. Opponents of the private Johns Hopkins Police Department rallied in Baltimore Monday evening. Several groups, including the Baltimore Abolition Movement, claim the police force was created without the input or consent of the community, and they're calling for a city council hearing. According to local TV, some opponents allege that the JHPD has already become physically violent against students. Johns Hopkins University says it's committed to building and supporting a safe environment for our students, faculty, staff, patients, and neighbors. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 609, the pick 4, 8739. 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 6:05 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. John Harbaugh at the podium yesterday in Owings Mills, pushing back at the suggestion that Lamar is either not running as much as in the past or is not 100%.
I was happy with some of the runs yesterday. He got out of the pocket a few times when we really needed him to, and got us some yards and saved us a couple times. I give him a lot of credit because he was under duress a few times where, you know, in that kind of a game, he made some decisions, too, to protect the football.
18 consecutive regular season games now, Lamar has rushed less than 10 times. He ran 10 times or more in 4 of the previous 6. On the injury front, Harbaugh revealed that Keon Martin had to stay back in Cleveland.
They were looking at a chest injury. Looks like he's okay. Had a bunch of testing there in the hospital last night. All came out negative.
Now, Martin with his best game as a Raven, a big sack of Shedeur Sanders included. Monday Night Football was in Vegas last night, and at least one team showed up.
Prescott able to step into it. It's got Pickens. Good move. Nice cutback and a touchdown.
Joe Buck had the call on ESPN. Dak Prescott to George Pickens all night. 37 yards and a touchdown. 9 for 144 on the game. And the Cowboys roll 33-16 over the Raiders. Coming up in 30 minutes, a blast from the past for the Ravens Sunday against the Jets. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Gentlemen, start your engines.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. Coming up on the program today on this Tuesday, November the 18th, we are going to take a look in this hour. The mayor's SUV actually costs more than some homes in the city of Baltimore, and residents not happy about that.
The FBI has now been linked to the Trump trans assassin. The latest on Thomas Crooks broke yesterday as we were getting ready to sign off the air in the New York Post. We've got new, fresh details for you there. But our top story here today, the cost to rebuild the Key Bridge has nearly doubled. And the time in which it is going to be completed has also been pushed way back from 2028 to 2030. Now, look, you've known if you've listened to this program for a long time, I always automatically, when you get a government estimate, you usually double or triple it. So I think the original estimate to rebuild the bridge of $1.7 to $1.9 billion was woefully low. I said that at the time. I said I thought it was going to cost at least $3 to $3.5 billion. Now we find out it could top out at $5.2 billion. And that has now been delayed to late 2030. Of course, Governor Tex Moore is blaming Orange Man Bad and the tariffs. Well, they haven't bought any construction materials as of yet, and most of the trade deals have already been cut, and the tariffs are not going to be a factor by the time they start. What has happened, according to the Federal Highway Administration, 72% increase in highway reconstruction, bridge reconstruction over the last 5 years. And by the way, President Trump's only been in office for 302 days, okay? Or 303 now. So there you have it. Nice try, Governor Moore. Nice try to blame. That's great leadership, isn't it? So, look, things go up, costs go up, but that's why I thought the initial estimate the design was been the last 14 months since the bridge collapsed, and yeah, the price of houses go up, the price of cars have gone up, the price of everything is rising. That's the cost of living today, and to think that you were going to rebuild that bridge, and by the way, they made the bridge longer, so it's now nearly 1,700 feet long, and it's going to be a little bit higher as well. So all of that has to be factored in. So the cost does not surprise me. I think the two-year delay for the bridge is really what's going to affect or impact most people. And the reason why they have to make it longer is because of the number of commercial vehicles, tractor trailers, 18-wheelers, heavy stuff that's carrying hazmat, you name it, that has to be accommodated for. They want to make sure that it's built for the stress of having all that weight on it. And then they have to put in pier protection, like we didn't have last time. So when the dolly hit, there was nothing to stop it from hitting the bridge, and it collapsed right on top of the bridge. So that is, I don't think there's anything surprising in here other than I think people, especially commuters, especially people who live, on that other side of the bridge, Dundalk area, you know, Turner Station, et cetera, they are going to be put out because there are a lot of businesses there, a lot of local restaurants and businesses, and then, of course, the increased cost to take everything around 695 versus being able to go over the Key Bridge either direction is just going to be prolonged now because we're talking 5 years. 5 years from now, before the bridge will be completed. If that is on time, and we know that a lot of stuff that is done, again, maybe Ed Hale can have an opinion on who should be rebuilding this bridge. And I hope it's not going out to DEI, minority set aside, friends of Westmore, et cetera. I hope they get the best construction team in Maryland or at home. I know there's got to be one in Maryland. We know the controlled demolition is great at tearing stuff apart, but there have to be great construction. Like, what about Whiting Turner? Can they do something like that? I don't know if they do bridges or not, but so we'll see what happens. But to get your reaction, are you shocked at all at the increase in the cost to rebuild the Key Bridge and or the time now when it's going to be completed? 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us am680wcbm.com. Text to the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Coming up next today, the NTSB is going to vote on the probable cause of what happened on that day. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
See what I just wrote on Facebook?
I did not see it yet, no.
The story about the Key Bridge. All they did was just put on there, told you.
Yeah. No, we all said it was, you know, the initial estimate was low, and there was no way that thing was going to be rebuilt by 28. No way.
No.
It's government work, folks. Even though they have a private contractor doing it, so.
No. You knew, and the price was going to keep going, and it's even going to keep going more. Every day it's just keep, and no pun intended.
Yes.
Talking about more. But either way, it's going to be a while yet, folks. Big delay. 95 South, this wreck happened overnight. Southbound Harford County, Baltimore County line. It always seems to be in the same place for the traffic coming south. This traffic, I'm looking at it here, it's basically just gridlock after Route 24, traffic after Mountain Road. Once you get beyond that ramp at Mountain Road, you're done. You're going to have to sit there, ride it out, and then the wreck is way down the road, at least 2.5 miles or so. So a lot of traffic getting off. They're going back over Mountain Road to Pulaski Highway and then in on Route 40 to White Marsh Boulevard back to 95. That's the way to go for right now. Earlier wreck, Baltimore County, Delaney Valley Road, south of Timonium Road. A couple of vehicles were involved there. There's a report, I haven't seen it yet, of an accident southbound BW Parkway between Route 32 and 197. So we're looking for that. And also report there may have been a vehicle fire northbound 95 in Howard County near the bridge at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. We'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day today. We'll have upper 40s. That's it. That's all you get today. Cold rain moving in this afternoon, turning into a soaking rain overnight. Lows in the upper 30s, and the rain moves out early tomorrow morning, and it warms up a tad up to 50. Right now it's clear, 34 in Annapolis, 31 in Reisterstown. Time for some one-liner news for you today. Lab-grown milk will be coming to store shelves sometime next year.
Ooh,
okay. Maggie reports she already has some in her refrigerator right now as we speak.
It's chilling.
It's a science project.
It is. New study out shows an average American celebrating Thanksgiving in 2025 will spend nearly $1,000 on food, drinks, decorations, travel, and miscellaneous items.
Not me.
Yeah. Just hearing that, I'm ready to up my drink budget from the get-go here. Frazzled parents in California sending their children to digital detox camps to help rein in their children's use of technology.
Good.
Camps are charging as much as $8,000 per child and per week to get their children away from high tech. Parents can use Venmo, PayPal, Zelle, and Cash App to do that. Kansas City Chiefs, believe it or not, are 5-5, may not make the playoffs this season. Usually when a team underperforms like that, they fire the person at the top.
Right.
Not Andy Reid, Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
She'll
make a song about it.
She should be. That's right. She should. Going to Kansas City. Class action lawsuit filed against United Airlines for selling window seats that don't have a window.
Oh, very nice.
And they should also sue United Airlines for offering airline food that doesn't contain actual food. Nasty stuff. After nearly 40 years, Cher is set to return as the special musical guest on Saturday Night Live, December the 20th. Wow, she really did it. She did turn back time.
Goody.
Yes, she did.
Well, who knows?
With all that plastic interaction.
We've been talking here a lot about the protests about trying to bring Christmas on way too early.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's we see it. It's already in the car commercials. It's already on television. We see Christmas decorations up. I saw people actually bringing the artificial trees out at one of the big box stores the other day. This is our official protest song marking it as way too early.
It's too early. It's too early for Christmas celebration. It's too early. Just eat turkey. And please try to be patient. Do not hang up your Christmas lights until you eat a turkey slice. It's too early, what's the hurry? Premature decoration.
I hate when they rush seasons like this. You know,
they skip Thanksgiving every time.
We saw Halloween during the summer.
Uh-huh.
And Thanksgiving, of course, came right after Labor Day.
Uh-huh.
And now Christmas is coming way before even Thanksgiving has arrived. I like to enjoy my holidays. Don't need to rush anything.
And it stresses you out. I don't know about anybody else. But
company coming to put my Christmas lights up today.
So you're putting them up early.
You see? Yeah.
Well, this is the only window of opportunity I had. So I said, put them up now.
Yeah. So Debbie told you to put the lights up. And then you have delegated it off to a company. Now, is this company getting paid cash, or is this a barter deal?
There's
a... busted.
I did that intentionally.
He is so busted.
I had no answer.
Yeah, that's fine.
I had an answer, but I couldn't think
leave
of it fast enough.
Chuck, sometimes you just have to take the fifth, okay?
I had the fifth. That's how we got into this.
And last night.
I played golf with the guy who owns the company.
No. So he lost, I take it.
No, I didn't. But I bought him a drink, and then he said, well, I'll come by and put him up.
All right.
Sometimes.
I don't know what they're going to look like, but I'll put him up.
Maybe you thought the drinks were on the house.
You
who
want
knows?
A big wreath on your garage? So, yeah, I do.
All right. Well, that was another revealing moment, folks, here on Casey and Company.
And guess what they're called? Humbug Holiday Lights.
Humbug Holiday Lights?
Yeah, wow. Humbug Holiday Lights, you know? Spring Hill.
Make sure they work before they leave.
Yeah, well, don't have Foster Brooks putting up your lights.
That's right. All right, Chuck, see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 620 Town Appliance, if you're in the market for a new appliance or maybe to upgrade your kitchen, Mayor. There are two guys there named Mayor. They are excellent. They'll work with you with your budget. They have over 70 different brands of from GE Monogram to Cafe to Sub-Zero. They've got it all at Town Appliance. So you can shop somewhere else. They've got a price match, but what they won't, the others won't be able to match, is their service, which is second to none. So tell them I told you to check it out. You got to see their stunning new showroom. And that's at Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Allings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
Looking for unbeatable flavor and local charm? Head to Michael's Cafe in Timonium, the neighborhood favorite for over 40 years. Famous for award-winning crab cakes, handcrafted cocktails, and a lively vibe. Whether it's brunch, date night, or happy hour, Michael's has you covered. Indoor comfort, outdoor fun, and live music on the weekends. It's all happening at Michael's Cafe. Michael's Cafe, Timonium's go-to spot. Taste the tradition. Visit michaelscafe.com.
Hey, guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third-generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Do you own a business? Do you want to attract new customers to your business? WCBM can help take your business to new heights with a comprehensive advertising campaign with our station. At WCBM, we can design an effective advertising campaign utilizing radio ads, digital ads, and social media. Your account executive at WCBM is an expert in creating a customized campaign that will deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call to get started on your advertising campaign today.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
622, 22 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Steve is in Reisterstown. Good morning, Steve.
Sean, it's very early in the morning, but are you grinching? Are you grinching already?
Am I grinching? No, I just didn't like. I like to enjoy my season, Steve. I don't like to rush one. I like to enjoy it and get all I can out of it, and then move on to the next.
There's nothing wrong with Christmas lights before turkey breast. Come on, don't be a cringe, man. But anyway, I'll talk to you. Have a good one.
All right, Steve. Thanks so much. Appreciate that. I'm just more of a traditionalist, I guess, and I don't have the same barter network that some individuals do have. So some of us have to put up our own lights. 623, traffic and weather on the threes.
I got that. I put my own lights up for years. I just came across a guy who does it for a living.
Yeah. Yeah, well, why don't you almost strung yourself up until the end of that experiment real quickly?
I've been strung out for years.
Yes, you have. All right, Chuck, what's happening?
Southbound 95, speaking of strung out, whoo. This is a big delay with the accident southbound at the Harford County, Baltimore County line. The backup is beyond Mountain Road. So if you're coming down from Bell Camp, Havre de Grace, you're thinking about Falston, you're thinking about the interstate, nope, not today, at least not right now. We're going over to Pulaski Highway or Philadelphia Road and then coming down to White Marsh Boulevard back to the interstate from there. Of course, all this out-of-state traffic, they don't know that, so they have to ride it out.
and it's a big delay on 95 South after Route 24. The wreck is down near and before White Marsh Boulevard. The other couple of problems, southbound BW Parkway, report of an accident near Route 32, and a vehicle fire reported northbound I-95 in Howard County near the bridge at Route 100. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly, dry start to the day today. Upper 40s for the high. Cold rain moving in this afternoon, turning to soaking rain overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Dangerously close to the white stuff. And maybe we won't. Look at Kristen. I just got shot a look that would kill. All right, early Wednesday, the move, rain moves out of here, and we're expecting a high of 50. And right now, 32 and clear in the city, 39 in Stevensville. And Governor Moore issued a statement on the Key Bridge in which he said, since then, national economic conditions have deteriorated, and material costs have increased. Well, he's half wrong on that. National economic conditions were deteriorating under Joe Biden. They have improved significantly under President Trump. Now, material costs have increased. There's no doubt about that. He said, at the same time, elevated costs have resulted from federal design and resilience standards, not discretionary state choices. Well, shouldn't we aspire to higher standards? Don't we want both our bridges, the Key Bridge and the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, and in fact, all bridges in Maryland, shouldn't they be held to a higher standard so this doesn't happen again? This, to me, was the line that takes the cake. We will continue to work with the Trump administration to find ways to reduce costs and rebuild faster. When have you ever worked with the Trump administration? What's this continue stuff? I don't see it happening. And I guarantee you, an Ed Hale or John Myrick or somebody else would do that. By the way, we're going to hear from Ed coming up at the top of the hour, so we'll get his thoughts on this as well here this morning, because this to me is a national security concern. The Port of Baltimore is crucial to national security. It should have a priority. And we're hearing today that the NTSB is going to reveal their findings of the Key Bridge investigation. And what we know now is that the board members will vote on a probable cause of the crash, which has interrupted the traffic at a busy port for months, as well as on the land, the Baltimore Beltway, now an incomplete circle. The board will also vote on safety recommendations and any changes to the draft of its final report. There's also investigations being conducted by the FBI and the Coast Guard. We won't know that. But again, you've got all sorts of people that have been sued here. The ship owner, Grace Ocean, and the operator, Synergy Marine, as well as they've sued the vessel's builder, Hyundai Heavy Industries, claiming defective design. We do know, remember, there were a couple of blackouts before the ship left the port, and then there were two blackouts once the ship left the port. There were obvious electrical problems on the dolly that week, that day, and we need further I guess, explanation on that. Let's go to John in Cockeysville. Good morning, John.
Good morning. It's just so frustrating listening to all of this. And you think back, you know, the Spirit of America built the Empire State Building within a year during the Depression. And then we watched the Key Bridge come down in a matter of within 10 seconds. And how long is it going to take us to build this thing? 5-6 years? How many billions of dollars? This is embarrassing, man. This is ridiculous.
Well, it came down in what, 23, right?
And, yeah.
And then,
okay, so it almost doesn't matter, Sean. It's just painting the picture, zooming out. It almost doesn't matter. You know, and this guy Westmore, I can't tell whether he belongs in Hollywood making movies or he belongs in, you know, it's the lines are so blurred between celebrity and politician right anymore. I mean, this guy looks so good. You know, he's
He's right out of Central Casting. I said 23. It was 24. I meant 24. March of 20. So by the time it's completed, if it is going to be completed, it will take nearly 6 years to build this bridge. Now, what I would suggest to Governor Moore is, how about trying to cut the red tape? And again, I don't know if they're going to insist on the prevailing wage law, that being used, where, you know, got to be union, you know, contracts, and we've got all sorts of minority set-asides. We have DEI companies, things of that nature. So if he wants to, you know, unfetter the regulations here in the state of Maryland, then that might speed things up a little bit.
Well, I don't think he's going to do that. I don't think he really wants to. I don't think his bottom line is to solve the problem. I think his bottom line is, how am I going to look through all of this? You know, how am I going to come out of this? And, you know, I hate to say that. You want to put faith in leaders.
Right.
But, you know.
Well, they have to prove that faith. It's like commanding and demanding respect. There's a big difference. People like Westmore demand it, but you need to command it so that people will follow you.
And only one guy's done that so far that's in recent memory. Anyway, John, Sean, thank you for taking my call. Have a great day.
John, you do the same. Some very good points there. So get your thoughts on that. Do you think it's going to be built by 2030? And will the cost continue to rise? And who's going to pay? Who's going to pay? That to me is the $64,000 question. All right, give us a call, let us know, 410-922-6680. Time for news headlines once again, Maggie Hunter.
Thanks, good morning. A Bubba Coos Burritos worker has been arrested in connection with the assault of a manager at the Edgewater Eatery. Anne Arundel County Police were called to the business on Saturday after 29-year-old Marquette Ball allegedly attacked the manager with a knife. Ball was arrested outside of the business, and the 43-year-old manager was taken to shock trauma. There is no word on the manager's condition. Police are asking for the public's help to identify a person of interest in a September shooting. Surveillance images show an individual wearing black clothing and carrying a light-colored backpack while riding a white and green scooter. Investigators say that person may have information on a non-fatal shooting in the 800 block of Glade Court. Anyone with information on the person's ID is asked to call police or Metro Crime Stoppers. A Baltimore woman has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for her role in a large money laundering conspiracy. Lakeisha Parker has also been ordered to pay more than $8 million in restitution. Parker pleaded guilty in July, admitting that between 2019 and 2023, she conspired to take part in financial transactions to conceal the nature, location, source, ownership, and control of wire fraud proceeds related to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Parker created an LLC to serve as a shell company and opened at least 5 bank accounts in its name to receive and launder proceeds from the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan. And Baltimore's new Song Academy is closing at the end of the school year. In a letter to the new Song staff, school CEO Sonia Santelisa said the Charter Elementary and Middle School in Sandtown Winchester is facing financial challenges and a deteriorating building. 6:32 on Casey and Company. Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes coming up next.
Comcast Business is celebrating the holidays by giving your business the $1,000 holiday bonus when you switch to a gig speed internet package. Just imagine the thousands of possibilities of a $1,000 prepaid card. Like possibility number 12, the new laptop for the office holiday hero. Or possibility number 108, smart speakers to deck those hallways. Or possibility number 192, new equipment for the new year. Or possibility number 555, Bluetooth holiday lights for office decor. Switch to Comcast Business, designed for 100% reliability with business internet and wireless connect, plus advanced cybersecurity, and now get the $1,000 holiday bonus. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Ends 12/14/25. New customers only with 2-year agreement. Requires qualifying gig package. Other restrictions apply.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Number of problems early this morning. 95 southbound at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. That wreck happened early this morning. And with that, we still had delays coming south. And looking at the camera, it's back at Route 24. We're backed up all the way back there. That's almost a 3-mile backup
for the traffic coming south. So right there, you can make the move at 24. We're over to Pulaski Highway. You're going to have a lot of company on Pulaski Highway after Mountain Road as well, because everybody now is going down to White Marsh and then coming back over to the interstate. But that is the way to go for the time being, getting away from that backup on 95. Northbound 95 near Route 100 in Howard County. Vehicle fire there has us backed up and slow back towards Route 32. And then there was an accident on the BW Parkway southbound, also near the ramp at Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day with a chilly rain developing this afternoon and this evening with temperatures in the upper 40s. Plan on soaking rain tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 635 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Granted, Cleveland played two rookie quarterbacks on Sunday, and the Ravens swallowed them up. Nevertheless, it was a division game against an opponent that plays with a chip on its shoulder, especially when it comes to the Ravens. Tight end Mark Andrews on how big of a deal it is sweeping the Browns.
It's big, man. And that team, you know, they fought hard, you know, all game. We're scratching and clawing to, move the ball and do the right things. And I think we played good football, efficient football. And for us to get this win tonight, that's what it's all about, man. We're extremely thankful.
Ravens safety Kyle Hamilton, meanwhile, with an historic stat line in Sunday's win over the Browns, becoming only the only defensive back to record 9 tackles, including 1 sack, 3 tackles for loss, 2 passes defensed, and a forced fumble in the same game. Head coach John Harbaugh on his impact.
Yeah, pretty rare. Pretty rare. I mean, He made it really hard on the running backs, you know, just to block him. And then his length, too, you know, batting balls down, those kind of things. He was just impactful.
The only other player to have a stat line like that since records started being kept in 1999 was former Ravens linebacker Peter Boulware. Jets news yesterday, the team announcing that Tyrod Taylor will start Sunday against Baltimore. Taylor, a former Raven, was Joe Flacco's backup on the Super Bowl team of 2012. Team also revealing that quarterback Chris Boyd remains hospitalized with a bullet lodged in his lung following a shooting in Midtown Manhattan early Sunday morning. Well, that didn't take long, just over a month, in fact, talking about former Penn State football coach James Franklin landing in Blacksburg, Virginia, as head coach at Virginia Tech. The 53-year-old Franklin went 104-45 at Penn State, but was maligned for not winning the big game, going 4-21 against teams ranked in the top 10. But Penn State is happy now, according to terms of his VaTech deal. The Nittany Lions payout to Franklin has been reduced from $49 million to $9 million. Caps were back on home ice last night to face the powerhouse LA Kings, and it was tight. 1-0 in the second.
Chychrun crossing over, front door off of the defender. Fiala wide of the net. In front there, score! Ovechkin! It's 2-0 Washington.
Joe Beninati had the call on Monumental. Alex Ovechkin's 6th goal of the year, the 903rd of his career. Caps prevail 2-1. Charlie Lindgren with 30 saves between the pipes for the Caps. The time now is 6:37. When we return, Shador Sanders' debut Sunday was actually worse than you think.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
Okay, in general, we're not going to mention Shador Sanders' name with the guys that I'm going to tell you about in a second. But for this particular segment, we will. Okay?
All right.
What does Shador Sanders have in common with Lakers superstar Luka Doncic, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and Travis Kelce? Okay, we wouldn't mention their names together normally, but we will now. What do they have in common?
I don't see the connection.
They've all had their houses broken into while they played games.
You're right.
It happened Sunday to Shador Sanders when he made his debut against the Ravens. And again, this happens all the time now, it seems. But so just I wonder how much bling he had in his house that was taken.
Yeah. There must be a police report filed somewhere. We'll have to look it up and see what happens.
We will absolutely do
but
that.
That's a double whammy there.
he got whammed by the Ravens.
Your NFL debut ended very badly.
And then you come home.
Then you go home and find out you've been ripped off.
And there's a broken pane of glass, and you're like, oh, crap.
No. That's I feel
that happened.
Adding insult to injury. And it's the Cleveland Browns, your favorite.
My number one.
Very good. Thanks, Gary.
My BFF.
Your BFF. 6:38, 22 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Ed Hale with us at the top of the hour to talk about the now nearly doubling of the cost estimates on to rebuild the Key Bridge. And it's not going to happen until 2030. And this is supposed to be a national security issue. We need, I think, now more than ever, you need the president and the governor to work together to get this thing done. All right, speaking of the president, newly uncovered accounts tied to Trump rally shooter Thomas Crooks, pronouns they, them, reveal transgender ideology, a furry fetish content, and ties to a retired FBI agent. Have you ever heard that before? That's brand new, folks. 16 months after the attempted assassination of President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, major questions remain how the 20-year-old Crooks climbed onto the rooftop with an AR-15-style rifle, nearly killing the former president just inches away. Things would have been vastly different. Although the FBI initially claimed Crooks had no clear ideology, newly uncovered digital records paint a very different picture. Between 2019 and 2020, Crooks, a violent anti-Trump extremist who was a rabid Trump supporter, and then all of a sudden, in January of 2020, he flipped. Now, many believe he was radicalized by a guy by the name of Willie Tepes, who's got ties to the neo-Nazi group, the Nordic Resistance Movement. His online trail spread across at least 17 different digital platforms. Showed years of radicalization, threats, extremist rhetoric under his real name, much of it visible and unaddressed by authorities. The revelation that he even used the name of a retired FBI agent on one account, raising even further questions about the thoroughness and the honesty of the federal investigation, and why this disturbing evidence has never appeared in a single official report in Congress. Christopher Ray lied. Now, I'm going to give Kanish Patel the benefit of the doubt, only because I think there are deep state forces still within the FBI that may have maybe dragging their feet or maybe pushing back against Patel. But Patel, with this, he was pushing back against Tucker Carlson over the weekend. Say, I've assigned over 480 different agents to this investigation. Well, those agents aren't doing damn good. I'll tell you right now, they're not doing their job. We are all owed, including the President of the United States, a much better explanation from the FBI and Secret Service about this attempted assassination. Some of the questions that we mentioned yesterday that came out in the Tucker Carlson video, you should watch it. It's on X. Go to his account, TCN. That's Tucker Carlson Network. To view it, only about a half an hour. Questions like, he was really lucky today. He was spotted on top of the building minutes before. Why weren't agents scrambled? Why weren't these snipers notified then? How does a guy like that get access out of all the people? Because there were people, there were agents on inside that building. He was on top of the roof that day. Why the Secret Service, all of a sudden, their communications didn't work? Why they didn't launch a drone that day? Lot of unanswered questions, folks. It's either incompetence or it was intentional. And I don't think anybody could be that incompetent. Those are just my thoughts. Why was the blood evidence and tissue after he took a shot to the head from a Secret Service sniper, why was that washed down so quickly, destroying the crime scene? Why was his remains cremated within 10 days? Why did Kanish Patel say, we're going to have to wait till after the trial to find out more when there would be no trial because the dude is dead? Then FBI Director Chris Wray told Congress after the July 13th attack, the Bureau had found nothing in Crooks' online history that pointed to a motive or a political ideology. A week later, Wray's Deputy Paul Abate told Congress comments posted on one of Crooks' social media accounts appear to reflect anti-Semitic, anti-immigration themes to espouse political. Is one hand don't know what the other hand's doing? Clearly not. And I think, I'm sorry, I just think that President Trump and Congress should consider a special counsel or somebody independent that is not mired deep inside the Bureau. 643, traffic and weather on the threes. I nearly gave you a heart attack, didn't I?
I thought, only an hour left.
Traffic and weather on the threes once again. It's quarter of seven. Here's Chuck.
Yes, just think, all the way back to 1963, they washed out the limousine. Kennedy was just inside the hospital.
Yep, you're right about that.
So, there you go.
And the way they handled the body.
Sure.
Back in the day.
And everything else. And why would you let a presidential limousine drive into a plaza with all the windows open in the office building?
Well, Secret Service did advise him not to do that, but he insisted on it. So
how'd that work out?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, okay. Southbound 95 is still slow, still backed up way past Mountain Road at 152 in Harford County. That's getting up around the 72-73 mile marker coming south. The problem is the wreck is still south of there at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Been there since overnight, so a lot of the traffic is still backed up on the interstate. They don't know how to get over towards Pulaski Highway to get around it, but traffic coming south on Pulaski Highway, south and westbound, you're going to be delayed as well coming into White Marsh Boulevard and then back over to 95 from there. Long delay right now on 95. The vehicle fire made it to the shoulder on 95 northbound at Route 100. Delays there in Howard County and then the earlier wreck as you're going south on the BW Parkway near Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, chilly start, dry start, upper 40s today, rain moves in later this afternoon, rain overnight, lows in the upper 30s, and the rain moves out tomorrow morning, and we warm up to about 50 for your Wednesday. And right now, it's a little chilly to start the day out here, mostly clear, 33 in Pasadena, 33 in Parkville. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon, Chuck's Food News, latest items trending in the food and beverage world, public service for our listeners, in the name of Butterball Johnson.
Times have you heard the flavor of sauerkraut, but in a juice form? Now at your local dealer, sauerkraut juice, sprout juice, sprout juice, sprout juice. I drink it every day. Gives me good skin. Gives me incredible gas.
Sauerkraut juice. You know, it's good for you, that fermented stuff.
My eye.
Chuck starts his day with fermented liquids each and every...
Ferment.
They've been in a barrel for a while. Some of it actually came from the old country.
I bet it did. Meanwhile, the holiday pie is back at Mickey D's.
Holiday pie.
Yeah. See the president last night at McDonald's Summit? He was hilarious. We have some audio coming up at the MAGA update. Anyway, seasonal treat featuring a turnover-style baked pie, creamy custard encased in a buttery sugar-glazed crust embedded with rainbow sprinkles. The holiday pie costs just $2.49, or Chuck, you get two for $4.25.
Oh, thank you.
Well, that's big savings.
That is a big savings, aren't you, Mr. Casey?
Crumbles baking banana pudding and more now through November the 22nd. So if you like banana pudding, check it out. Cookies and cream cake, peanut butter cup skillet cookie featuring Reese's.
Ooh.
The double fudge brownie cookie, the blueberry pancake cookie.
Ooh.
Iced oatmeal cookie and the milk chocolate chip cookie as warm. They serve that warm, by the way. So
that's how it should be.
Yeah, nice warm, right out of the oven. Chocolate chip cookie, glass of milk, nothing like it. Top 10 foodcations. These are people actually go on vacations to try food.
Mm-hmm.
Right? These are the top 10 foodcations Americans dream of. And I'll give you an idea. I'll give you the town. You tell me what they what food they're after. All right, Philadelphia.
Cheesesteak.
Yes, Philly cheesesteak. New York City.
New York style pizza?
Yes, New York style pizza. Missouri and Kansas.
It's beef.
Yep, Kansas City barbecue. Chicago.
Chicago style pizza.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Maggie, you've hit your, you found your...
I know it hurts.
You found a lot of stuff.
Your inner expert. Memphis, Tennessee.
Barbecue?
That's got to be barbecue.
Very good. Boston.
Boston beans?
Oh, dear.
A deer? No.
No,
the deer's not on the menu in Boston.
I have no, I'm not familiar with Boston.
Lobster roll. Lobster roll.
Oh,
lobster.
There you go.
Louisiana.
Gumbo.
Gumbo, very good. Southeastern U.S. Southern, think southern food.
Chicken.
That's a good guess.
Fajita.
Biscuits and gravy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Maryland.
crabs.
Yep, Chesapeake Bay crab. And we did Chicago already. Arizona and New Mexico.
Mexican.
Yes, Navajo tacos and fry bread.
Mm-hmm. Fry
well.
Bread, that
yeah.
sounds
good stuff, yeah.
Really good.
You guys did really good on that test. You know?
We know our stuff.
Yeah, we do when it comes to food. Yes, we do.
Brooksville,
yeah,
Florida.
We have a client down here called Peach Cobbler Factory.
Ooh.
And oh, my God.
Good stuff, huh?
Oh. Peach cobblers and banana pudding, all kind of stuff.
He's salivating again, folks.
Just yeah. All over the
people,
place.
People are walking all over themselves to get to Buffet City.
Is there really a Buffet City?
Yes, there is a Buffet City. We once heard from a waiter at Buffet City claiming that he sees Chuck in there all the time. And so, and then that waiter was supposed to come on the air. Mm-hmm. Apparently, some threats went out or something, and he had to go into witness protection. But we're still trying to track him down.
We will locate
you keep
him.
This
we
up,
have
you're
our way.
Be on there next. you're going to need an escort.
He gets
going.
So sensitive about Buffet City.
I know I'll send it is. Tom Levin over to see it.
Yeah, he's a big boy. I tell you,
he damn right he is. He handles all my light work.
Yeah, apparently he carries your bag too.
Oh, that's nice.
Oh dear,
he tries to.
He told me it's his mission to help seasoned citizens. So
seasoned. Yeah, I put Old Bay in my armpits every day. I thought wait, raise my arms that's like right. that for an hour, but
little,
it's all right.
A little dabble, do you? All right, Chuck. See you in a couple. All right, so this transgender ideology now with Thomas Crooks, it's a new wrinkle. And the don't forget the furry fetish. That's tied to Tyler Robinson's roommate. He had he was a furry. So here's the list. Charlie Kirk's assassin, Tyler Robinson, had a furry obsession, lived with a transgender boyfriend. The Annunciation Catholic Church shooter identified as trans. The Nashville Christian shooter, trans. Lakewood Church shooter, trans. Are you getting the picture and the pattern here? Colorado Springs shooter identified as non-binary. Denver shooter, trans. Aberdeen shooter, trans. Iowa High School shooter, trans. Activist radical gender ideology is pushing unstable individuals towards violence and targeting innocent people. I would like to see RFK Jr. Use the MAHA movement to look in for two things. SSRIs for young males that are school shooters. And now I'd like to see what hormones or puberty blockers
exactly.
are being used that are not only radicalizing this kind of a gender transformation, but maybe cooking their brains at the same time.
Just don't mess with nature and creation. Don't.
651, you're listening to Casey and Company.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Sego, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. I would like to talk to you today about balance problems, also known as dizziness. One out of every 10 patients who visits their family doctor complains about dizziness. 25% of the time, balance problems are related to the ear. At Audiology Associates, we can not only diagnose the cause of your balance problems, but if it is appropriate, we can also provide a treatment plan. You need not be bothered by dizziness anymore. So call our main number at 410-944-3100 or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans. So call 410-944-3100. Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden.
Hey guys, it's Carson. When you've been around as long as Wallace Roofing and Construction, over 90 years, you're doing something right. They're a third generation, family-owned company, proudly serving Maryland with honest, no-sense roofing and construction work. No subcontractors, just solid, dependable service for both residential and commercial jobs. Call Wallace Roofing today at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Tell them Rob Carson sent you. Wallace Roofing, above all, a good roof. MHIC number 1566.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
Join Press Box's Glenn Clark and Rita Hubbard immediately following every Ravens game for Project Game Day. Their live streaming post-game show, Project Game Day. Following every Ravens game only at PressBoxOnline.com. That's PressBoxOnline.com.
At the top of the hour, we'll keep you on top of the news on Talk Radio, WCBM AM 680 and 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
653, traffic weather on the threes. A man whose lights are up, but they're not always lit. Chuck Whitaker.
Not during daytime. I'm usually lit up at night. That's another story.
Yes,
Southbound 95, the wreck is near the Hartford County, Baltimore County line. Big delays. The wreck has been there since overnight, and we're still backed up on 95 between Mountain Road and Route 24. So that's a long delay. Overflow traffic now, both on Philadelphia Road and Pulaski Highway, coming down to White Marsh Boulevard and then back over towards 95 from there. Now, at the Old Harbor Tunnel, delays already around O'Donnell Street. 95 is still running clear because most of this traffic is still backed up on 95 back in Harford County. When that finally lets loose, ooh, that's going to be something else at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Beltway traffic, nothing major, but boy, that west side is already slow. 795 all the way down through Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. A chilly and dry start to the day. Upper 40s today, then some cold rain moving in this afternoon. Overnight, rain moves out early tomorrow, warming up to about 50. It's cloudy, 38 in Ocean City, and it is 31 in Pikesville. Let's take a phone call here from Dr. Mike Allen, our bonehead economist. Good morning, Dr. Allen.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Relative to what you were talking about with Steve Crooks, the problem is, right after Butler, Laura Ingraham had a former FBI agent talking about some whistleblowing information. He had 16 cell phones over in Europe. Do you remember that?
Yes, and some of them were encrypted as well.
Correct. And the supposed reason was, oh, well, we can't break the encryption. I don't believe that for one second. What did he need 16 cell phones for? This is a 20-year-old kid.
Yeah. I mean, these are all great questions, and we don't have any answers provided by the FBI.
The name of the former FBI agent was Richard Sarapoli.
Mm-hmm.
And he is somebody that you really need to track down. Richard Sarapoli. He used to work for Trump in the first term. Very loyal to Trump.
We'll see if we can dig him up and get him on the air, because I think now with this latest reporting by Tucker and others like Brianna Morello and now Miranda Devine out of the New York Post, I think there's a huge story here yet to be told. And unfortunately, I don't know if Cash Patel is compromised or whether he's being handcuffed by the deep state. But the President of the United States was nearly murdered in an assassination, and he deserves answers. The country deserves answers, and so far the FBI is struck out.
Well, I'm telling you, this person is, I think, the key. And anyway, he was on six times after Butler on Laura Ingraham, and now all of a sudden you never hear him.
Yeah, disappeared. Yeah. I bet. Thanks for the name. We'll look him up, see if we can get him on the air. Thanks, Dr. Allen. Appreciate that. By the way, the mayor's SUV back in the news again today, sparking outrage in neighborhoods where homes cost less than his car. And Fox 45 went out and interviewed a bunch of individuals. One woman was renting a home that cost, for sale sign went up in her front yard just a few days ago. Property is listed on Zillow for $160,000. That's $3,500 less than the mayor's car, his SUV. And she said that it must be nice to get a free car like that. Most people can't afford the price of living. And again, she can't afford to buy it. And so she's going to be out of a place to live. And then there are other similar homes within the neighborhood that average around $160,000 to $165,000, right around the cost of that vehicle. And so, I mean, look, does the mayor, should he have a vehicle provided? Yeah, again, they all do it. Although you go and look at all the rest of the counties, no one's vehicle is as expensive as Mayor Brandon Scott. He didn't need to have top-of-the-line Jeep Grand Wagoneer. And then it has to be, bullet armored up and bulletproof glass, et cetera, like he's in such danger. He almost acts as if he's the president of the United States. Now, again, there should be some level of security. I'm not saying he shouldn't get security, but I don't know what kind of danger the mayor's in. Because he seems to take the side of the criminals. I would think that he's the last person they would want to take out in the city of Baltimore. So what does it say about a mayor of a city who spends more on a vehicle than a lot of people can spend on a home? To me, I just think it's tone deaf, and we see it now all the time. And it's, again, and this is just for business use. It's not like this is his personal vehicle that he takes home or anything. He just uses it to go from point A to point B in the city. You couldn't find something used? You couldn't find a used vehicle? Slightly used and armor that up? And what happens when you turn this one in? I mean, does somebody else get an armored vehicle when you trade up to the next model? I mean, again, you talk about the intentional disregard for taxpayer dollars. We're seeing it right here in Maryland every day and in the city of Baltimore. So if you want to weigh in on that, you can. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Still to come on the program up next, Ed Hale is going to join us to talk about the new report out that the Key Bridge is going to take longer and it's going to be much more expensive to rebuild. And who's going to pay is the question. And then we're going to look at some culture wars, Trump derangement syndrome, anti-Christian bias in the courts, and something now called gender derangement syndrome, where people can't even name the two genders that science dictates. It's 7 o'clock.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680, WCBN, Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's called the Epstein Files Transparency Act, expected to come to a vote today in the House, directing the Department of Justice to release all files relating to the late convicted sex offender, something that President Trump says he supports. Says he'll sign the bill if it reaches his desk, adding that it's the Democrats who were, in the president's words, Epstein's friends. Meetings and meals on the agenda for the president as he welcomes the Saudi crown prince to the White House today.
The visit begins with a formal arrival ceremony, followed by talks in the Oval Office and lunch. In the evening, the White House will put on a lavish dinner. It has all the trappings of a state visit, but it's an official visit because Crown Prince Mohammed is not technically a head of state. He and the president are expected to formalize several economic and military agreements.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston says the president indicates there will be a sale of advanced F-35 fighter jets to the Saudis, who Mr. Trump calls a great ally. The Dubai Air Show is opened, with hometown airline Emirates ordering 65 Boeing 777-9 aircraft.
Emirates is looking to increase its fleets thanks to record earnings and apparently unending demand for flights through what has become a major east-west travel hub. Emirates reported $5.2 billion in profits last year. Military sales remain a focus at the show, with Russia taking part despite sanctions. The event has also seen a renewed interest in flying taxis, which Dubai hopes to get in the sky for riders next year. Bob Agner reporting.
The UN Security Council has approved President Trump's plan for the future of Gaza. It includes creation of a so-called Board of Peace to be chaired by Mr. Trump. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures in the red so far. The Dow futures are down 244 points. NASDAQ futures off 113 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies, with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delays on the Capitol Beltway with the ongoing wreck on the inner loop near the ramp at Route 50. Several lanes are blocked, and one report said about 20 minutes ago that maybe just the right lane was getting by. The backup is all the way back to the ramp and the interchange at 95 coming in to the Capitol Beltway of College Park. The outer loop is looking at it also with delays there coming up from Route 214 and up through that area. The other big problem locally was a wreck overnight. Southbound 95 at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. We're still looking at delays for the traffic from Route 24 and from Mountain Road through there. A lot of overflow traffic on Pulaski Highway for the traffic coming down eventually to White Marsh Boulevard and then back over to 95 from that area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day with a chilly rain developing this afternoon and this evening with temperatures in the upper 40s. Plan on soaking rain tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
36 degrees in Parkville, 31 in Hunt Valley. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Governor Wes Moore has released a statement regarding the updated cost estimate and completion schedule for the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. The governor says the preliminary cost and time estimates were made less than 2 weeks after the initial crash and before any engineering or design studies were conducted. He says since then, national economic conditions have deteriorated and material costs have increased. At the same time, he says elevated costs resulted from federal design and resilience standards, not discretionary state choices. Attorney General Anthony Brown says Corey Holmes Building Group has violated the Consumer Protection Act by improperly taking money from consumers for services it failed to provide. According to a final order, the company accepted payments for home construction, but either failed to complete the projects or delivered houses with significant defects. In addition to returning money that was improperly taken from consumers, the company must pay $300,000 in civil penalties and more than $115,000 in costs. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 609, the pick 4, 8739. 705 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowi and Paresh Shaw with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 705 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. So the question is, when did the Ravens put the hurricane in? That's the fake tush-push play. And how many times did they actually practice it before calling it on Sunday? Fullback Patrick Ricard, who had a key block on the play.
We just put it in this week. Practiced it a couple times. So
if that's the case, that's the play you call when the game is on the line? Any concern when it was called?
No. No.
It's just, fourth down, game on the line.
Yeah,
you
know? No. In the moment, you're just locked in. You're just listening to the call, get lined up as fast as you can, and just try to just play the play out.
Well, of course, it worked for the 35-yard game-winning touchdown. And on that note, John Harbaugh taking a moment yesterday for a stroll down memory lane.
You look at all these games in Cleveland over the years, you know, and you know, down 20 to nothing in the first quarter, you know, or a block of field goal in overtime for a touchdown, you know, or Lamar, you know, coming back on the field after we go from fourth and one to fourth and five and throwing a touchdown pass, you know. I mean, there's so many crazy games in that stadium over the last 20 years.
And now the Hurricane game will join that group. Elsewhere in the NFL, Cowboys get four touchdown passes from Dak Prescott last night in the 33-16 win over the Raiders. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase has been suspended one game without pay for spitting on Steelers defensive back Jalen Ramsey. Now, the suspension could cost Chase his weekly paycheck of over $448,000, along with a $58,000 per game active bonus that he would be forfeiting. Naturally, Chase is appealing. Coming up in 30 minutes, a college basketball player in the sports betting scandal breaks his silence. And that is Stein on Sports.
How do you get ready for the change of seasons? Well, it's easy. Call my guys, the comfort guys that I trust, Farnan and Dermer. These folks have been keeping homes warm since 1902. You need same-day heating repair or a full system replacement? They've got you covered. 0% financing for 60 months and rebates up to $7,000 off select systems. Tell them Gary told you to call and get a $99 tune-up with no breakdown guarantee. Call 410-367-7777. That's the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Bel Air to Glen Burnie to Fort McHenry and the Star-Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
If you missed the first hour, you missed our lead story that a new report out today that the Key Bridge is now going to cost nearly double the original estimates and take much longer to rebuild by the end of 2030. And the estimates now could top out around $5 billion. Or more. I mean, every government expenditure estimate that we get, I always double or triple to begin with. And joining us on our Newsmaker Hotline this morning is Republican gubernatorial candidate Ed Hale Sr., who on the very day that the bridge went down, called into this show and had some good ideas on how to go forward. So Ed's back with us again. Ed, good morning, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Sean. Nice talking to you.
All right, so are you surprised by the estimates going to cost much more and take much longer?
No, sir, I'm not. As a matter of fact, I don't know if this is politically correct, but Stevie Wonder could have seen this one coming.
Yeah.
Because of just flat-out neglect or not paying attention to this, which should have gotten immediate attention, not just the press conference when it went down looking good and all that sort of thing, saying all the right things. But the implementation and follow-through should have been done immediately. For example, we have a lot of really good contractors and engineers right in our neighborhood. The demolition contractor in Hunt Valley could have come in and cleared that out in a couple weeks after the bodies were removed, and they didn't do it. They didn't do it quickly. I don't even know who they used to clear it out, but it took a longer and to open up the port. That was number one. And number two, it may be just as important is they should have. We have the Attorney General's got the largest. It's the largest company that does any kind of lawsuits or watches the law. Didn't file suit immediately. When my trucks would hit another truck or would be in an accident, I had 552 trucks. I had tugboats and barges and ships. If there was a mishap, you were sued that day. It started. The legal clock ticked. And you started it so you could reclaim the money. And no one has really done that, that I'm aware of.
Yeah. We know that the state had an insurance policy, and I think it was the payout on that was like $330 million or something. Do we know if that money has been paid out? Is it being put to use? Is that what has started the test piles and so on and so forth? Do we know?
I really don't know where that stands. But you would think they'd be standing on the top of the building in Annapolis and say, hey, listen, we've filed suit. We expect to have this coming through. We have Maersk Lines, the owner of the ship from Singapore, the tugboat that was alongside, the bay pilot, all the other people that were involved in this mishap should have been put on notice and sued immediately with something that's amendable. That happened to me all my career. I was in that business for so long,
right,
and I was the largest employer in the port. So I know how it works, and it didn't happen. And there's nobody at the head of the state of Maryland because he's running for president. And I keep on saying that, and the people think I'm harping on him, but it's the truth. because just look at what's happened. It is the national news story on the Today Show right this minute. I'm looking at my screen.
Yep, it is. It's huge because the Port of Baltimore, not only it has the economic impact to the city, the state, but to the region, and there's also a national security concern. Shouldn't that be a priority, Ed?
Yes, it sure should. And, you know, it's a national priority. You can't have any hazmat cargo go through the tunnels. So that means all those trucks have to get on the Beltway. And I know I mentioned that when I was on your show the year and a half ago. And they have to go around the Beltway. Well, guess what? The Beltway is just jam-packed. And there's just no end in sight for this. Now, a couple $1 billion more, which I believe is not even real. And then 2030, I hope is real because, you know, I use that tunnel. I think all these things are estimates that nobody really, really, truly knows. But not using local contractors and people that are living in the neighborhood to be held to account, to me, is a big mistake.
All right, up next, we'll what Governor Moore said about working with Trump and, you know, what a governor could do to maybe cut some red tape. More with Ed Hale Sr. coming up in just a second. Time for traffic, weather on the threes at 7:13. Here's the update with Chuck Whitaker.
We're back on 95 again in Harford County. The wreck overnight southbound at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. The cleanup is still there. Two of the right lanes were blocked at the scene. We've had a major backup on 95 back to Route 24. So very quickly, all the local traffic knows to get over on Pulaski Highway and on Philadelphia Road to White Marsh Boulevard. Then they come back over. The out-of-state traffic and the people who aren't from the area just don't know, so they're just sitting here riding it out the best they can. Two of the right lanes were blocked at the accident scene earlier. Now we have a big wreck, major wreck, Capitol Beltway on the inner loop at Route 50 in Prince George's County. Took away most of the lanes on the traveled portion, and with that it backed up all the way back into College Park. So 95 and Route 1 will have delays. The outer loop coming up from Central Avenue at Route 214 was also looking at the wreck on the opposite side. Big delays, massive backups right now on the Capitol Beltway in Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day, upper 40s for the high. We've got rain moving in this afternoon overnight as well. Partly cloudy, 34 in Annapolis. It's 31 in Ellicott City. On our newsmaker hotline is Ed Hale Sr. We're talking about the report that the Key Bridge now will take much more money to rebuild and much longer. Governor Moore put out a statement saying that we will continue to work with the Trump administration to find ways to reduce costs and rebuild faster. Ed, do you think that President Trump's going to be able to field that call from a governor who's been consistently attacking him?
I'm sure he would, because I think he really does care about getting things done. He does not like being poked at. You know, I haven't seen Donald Trump for 19 years. I just know him from doing the Miss USA pageant. But what kind of person is going to take this kind of nonsense from him? And he's the guy that really controls a lot of the purse strings. And I think I can speak very clearly about this. Are you going to be apt to give money to Governor Westmore or Governor Hale if you run over the budget? He would help to do that. He's not going to help this guy because it would only help him. It would help him and his political ambitions, which is he's running. The Democrats are telling him what to say and do
in the national
politics, and that's how he's operating. And I don't think he would get any. Trump would probably take his call because I just think that's the way that he is. I really don't have any knowledge of that positively, but I think that if you can just work with the guy that's controlling the purse strings, you have a better shot of getting something done. It just makes common sense, and there is no common sense there.
So what can a governor do? We do know that maybe through executive order, maybe through maybe muscling some legislation through this upcoming session, there's lots of red tape, as you know, being a businessman in the state of Maryland. So what kind of red tape or regulations could be cut in? The prevailing wage law is another one that people point to as driving up costs, and I know that this is because it's mandated to use prevailing wage union work to rebuild the bridge, but is there any flexibility there on that or anything with the red tape that could be cut to accelerate the construction of the Key Bridge?
You know me a little bit, Sean.
people that I built where I built around the country, literally. I get all the if I'm the governor, I'm down at the base of that bridge today meeting with all the contractors. Everybody better, I'm going to be here. You better show up and explain what's going on here. You would have meetings this morning. What he's going to have is a cabinet meeting in Annapolis, and then he's going to have some fireside chat at National Harbor. What's that about? You know, I believe that priorities are misplaced. And what you have is, you know, the local part of this is Turner Station, Glen Burnie, Edgemere, Miller's Island, where I live. Yeah, we're all hamstrung here with all the way traffic is right now is just crazy. And it's not going to be coming to an end until the end of 2030. It's very, very off-putting. And just the fact that we know that he's not doing anything. I would be there. I would push people.
You know, Eisenhower built the interstate system to move cargo faster through the United States. He was inspired by the Autobahn system in Germany. Marty says the Key Bridge is a crucial link from the port to points south, including D.C. And shouldn't this be a national defense concern? And I would think if it is, that might prioritize it even further.
Well, I believe that's absolutely the way it is. And just the neglect here, again, is something that's going on. And I don't see any of it. Some of us people will be listening to this on the radio today. And then call them up. So Hale is saying this, and Hale is saying that, and maybe there'll be some sort of action. But if the election is not until this time next year, you got a whole year to wait to see if this guy's going to do anything. And I don't believe he's going to do anything except for talk. And he's not going to get anything done. If I was there now, I hope just the impetus of me saying what I'm saying would get this kicked off, because nothing is happening now without me saying this.
Yeah. I do know you got a big press conference coming up on Thursday. What is that going to be about?
That's going to be about the Maryland Vehicle Administration, about the fees, registrations, VEIP, the uselessness of it. 150,000 cars are in lots, EVs around the country, just sitting there. Nobody wants to buy them. And so that's a big issue. But one of the things you're going to see is Virginia license plates proliferating in your neighborhood, because it's cheaper to register there than it is to register in Maryland.
Yeah, we see that in the city already. Ed Hale Sr., thanks for your time and expertise this morning. We'll look forward to your press conference on Thursday.
Okay, nice talking to you.
All right, that's Ed Hale, Republican gubernatorial candidate for governor, and clearly very keyed into, pardon the pun, the Key Bridge. 7:20, 20 minutes after the hour. Stephen Friedman is on the hotline with us. Good morning, Stephen.
Hey, Sean, good morning. How you doing?
We are doing A-OK. What do you got for us?
Okay, so this morning I want to talk about our auto accident checklist cards that we have at the law office, Michael Friedman. So let's say you've been involved in a personal injury accident. You know, right after an accident, and speaking from unfortunate personal truth, you're out of it after an accident. You're stressed, you're panicky, you're not thinking clearly. And there's a lot of information that you need to get after an accident. So we've created these auto accident checklist cards for you to keep in your glove compartment. It's 15 of the most important points that it's very simple. After the accident, you open up your glove box, you get your registration out, and you also get your law office Michael Friedman auto accident checklist card out. And you can go line by line down to get the information. So how do you get your auto accident checklist cards? Two ways. You can call our office, 410-363-6848. Give us your address. We'll send you out the card. We really recommend one per car. Or you can go to our website, maflaw.com, and you can download the card from our website. Very simple. So let's go over the few particular points that are on the card. First of all, certainly, if you've been in an auto accident with personal injury, you want to call 911. You want to get the fire, the medics to the scene, and also the police. The police will secure the scene, and they will also help you with getting the necessary information from the parties. Another important point that we have on the card is to locate witnesses. Lots of time in accidents, another party will say, yes, it was my fault, and then they'll change their tune after talking to the insurance company or their lawyer. So if you can find a witness, get all of their information, and we've had witnesses even, been put on video before of clients have done, which is really important. Take photographs. You want to take photographs of the damage to your vehicle, the damage to the other vehicle, And it's also important to get a photograph, I believe, of the entire scene. So when you call our office, we can easily understand how the accident happened. The most important point is get the insurance information from the other party or parties. And if they're unwilling to do it, get their tag number, because we can go through the MVA to get the insurance information of the other vehicle. So get your auto accident checklist cards. Call our office, 410-363-6848. That's it for this week, Sean. Have a great week, and we will talk to you next week.
All right, Stephen, that's great advice. It is a very helpful card, indeed. 410-363-6848, toll-free 1-800-782-7203, online, maflaw.com. 723, traffic weather on the threes, more problems in 95 South, and Chuck Whitaker's got the details.
It's just a mess today. Two major wrecks right now. The wreck overnight was southbound 95, Harford County, Baltimore County line. Still there, affecting the right side of the roadway. Looking at the camera right at Mountain Road, then traffic about the 73-74 mile marker in that area, just crawling. And then the traffic was backed up all the way back towards Route 24. So all of this overflow traffic from Harford County that knows their way around, they're on Philadelphia Road. They're on Pulaski Highway trying to get to White Marsh and then come back over to 95 to go around the accident scene. You have the option as well if you're up in Falston or Bel Air, straight down Route 1 and then work your way over to 95 using that as another possibility. The other big wreck was on the Capitol Beltway 45 minutes ago, inner loop near Route 50 with delays back to College Park. The outer loop has been looking at it. 50 westbound also has an impact as well because of traffic backing up through the interchange there. We've had delays at the Old Harbor Tunnel. We have some heavy traffic on 95, but they're still bottled up back in Harford County, so that's not quite too bad. And then all of our morning delays on the Beltway, Parkville side, Interloop at Green Springs, 795 to Frederick Road, moving down the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today, a chilly and dry start to the day. Upper 40s, cold rain moving in this afternoon, soaking rain overnight, lows in the upper 30s, and the rain moves out of here tomorrow and a high of 50. Partly cloudy right now, 33 in Essex, 32 in Baltimore City. And time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
So last night, President Trump, addressed the franchisees. It was the McDonald's Summit 25. All the franchisees gather around and talk about business. And, of course, we all remember his famous stint for about 30 minutes in making fries and handing them out at the drive-through window during last year's campaign. And, of course, the president reminded everybody in the room of that.
And I'm honored to stand before you as the very first former McDonald's fry cook ever to become president of the United States. And I actually was there for about 30 minutes, and that was 30 minutes longer than Kamala was there. Despite her job at McDonald's, that didn't work out too well. And the person at McDonald's that informed us off the record that she never worked there, whoever you are, we appreciate that. That was very nice.
President's a little hoarse, and he's not sick or anything. Apparently, a major something happened in a trade deal, and he blew a stack, and apparently was very vocal about the trade deal. And so he got a little injured voice there, a little bit, a little hoarseness going on there. He was asked about whether or not he would, the narco strikes we were doing on the narco boats coming in, bringing poison in to the United States. We pretty much have eliminated that. Would he do the same to Mexico on the land routes as well?
Would I run strikes in Mexico to stop drugs? It's okay with me. Whatever we have to do to stop drugs, Mexico is... Look, I looked at Mexico City over the weekend. There's some big problems over there. If we had to, would we do there what we've done to the waterways? You know, there's almost no drugs coming into our waterways anymore. Would I knock out those factories? I would be proud to do it personally. I didn't say I'm doing it, but I would be proud to do it because we're going to save millions of lives by doing it.
Would you only do it with Mexico's permission, though?
I wouldn't answer that question. I've been speaking to Mexico. They know how I stand. We're losing hundreds of thousands of people to drugs. So now we've stopped the waterways, but we know every route. We know every route. We know the addresses of every drug lord. We know their address. We know their front door. We know everything about every one of them. They're killing our people. That's like a war. Would I do it? I'd be proud to. I'd probably go into Congress and say, hey, and you know what? The Democrats and the Republicans would both agree.
That's a direct threat to the cartel kingpins and the drug lords of Mexico. I don't know if you follow Mexico, but there's a revolution going on right now. Mexico City over the weekend was very interesting. Young people have had enough of being living in a narco state called Mexico. The socialist in there, Claudia Sheinbaum, she's an absolute piece of work. So the young people of Mexico have had it, and they are beginning to talk about a revolution in Mexico, and I'm sure President Trump will do everything he can to enable and encourage that. He did address affordability yesterday as well.
My pledge to every family and every small business is that I will not rest until you are richer, stronger, more successful, happier, till you've gotten a piece of the American dream.
And what's going to happen to Obamacare?
And I've had personal talks with some Democrats. I can't tell you who they are. I just don't want to do that. It's not fair to them about paying large amounts of dollars back to the people. You know, this was my idea. It came up during that. You know, oftentimes in under times of stress, like the shutdown, you come up with great ideas that you wouldn't have thought of before. The insurance companies are making a fortune. Their stock is up over 1,000% over a short period of time. They are taking in hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're not really putting it back, certainly not like they should. So when I see this, and when I've seen this over the last pretty short period of time, I said, why do we just pay this money directly to the people of our country and let them buy their own health insurance? And, you know, I made that statement, and I made it a little bit cavalierly, but it sounded good. And everybody has picked up, including Democrats. And I am talking to some Democrats right now about doing that. People love it. We're going to take the money. Well, if it gets approved, we're going to take the money. We're going to pay it back to the people of our country to go out and buy health insurance. Now, they can put it in a health account. We can do it a lot of different ways. But they'd buy their own health insurance. They can negotiate price. And it's going to be locked, so they can't go out and buy a Cadillac. They can go out and buy health insurance.
That might be the end of Obamacare. We shall see. Day 303 of the Golden Age. Time for news headlines at 7:30. Here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A Baltimore woman has been sentenced to 3 years in federal prison for her role in a large money laundering conspiracy. Lakeisha Parker has also been ordered to pay more than $8 million in restitution. Parker pleaded guilty in July, admitting that between 2019 and 2023, she conspired to take part in financial transactions to conceal the nature, location, source, ownership, and control of wire fraud proceeds related to the Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Security Act. Parker created an LLC to serve as a shell company and opened at least 5 bank accounts in its name to receive and launder proceeds from the Paycheck Protection Program and Economic Injury Disaster Loan. Baltimore's New Song Academy is closing at the end of the school year. In a letter to the New Song staff, school CEO Sonia Santalisa said the Charter Elementary and Middle School in Sandtown, Winchester, is facing significant financial challenges and a deteriorating building, and students will move out over winter break. And a group of Baltimore Ravens spent part of their Monday afternoon at Reisterstown Elementary School handing out turkeys to 150 families as part of the team's Ravens in the Community initiative. The pre-selected recipients drove through the school's bus loop where players that included Keaton Mitchell, David Ojabo, Charlie Kohler, and wide receiver Devontae Walker delivered the turkeys. 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Joe Hartman of Perry Hall Investment Group. You have a house that you need to sell but not sure how to go about it? We're local and family operated. We bought hundreds of properties from people just like you. We pay top dollar, buy an as-is condition, and best of all, there are no closing costs or real estate commissions to pay. Our process is very simple. Let's chat over the phone for a few minutes about your property. We'll set up a time to take a look at it, and I'll make you a cash offer right on the spot. Easy as that. We take the inconveniences and the hassle out of the home selling process. Call me today, 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200. HousesForCashBaltimore.com. Go check us out now. We buy single-family homes, row homes, townhomes, multi-rentals, and land. It doesn't matter the condition or location. Call 410-989-5200 to receive your offer. I want to earn your trust and business, so don't delay. Call today.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Two major wrecks this morning along I-95 in our area, southbound 95, Harford County, Baltimore County line. That happened overnight. The backup is still there. The backup starts at Mountain Road in Harford County. It's back beyond Route 24. So again, now I'm talking to the local traffic. Now, you need not even to get in the middle of any of this. Pulaski Highway, Philadelphia Road, Bel Air Road, even Harford Road, coming south, running parallel to 95 is the best bet right now. This is a major backup for the traffic in Harford County coming south. Now, we were just talking, if you're going down to the Capitol Beltway, that's also 95, 95 south in College Park, going around to a wreck on the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway at Route 50. Multiple lanes were blocked there. There's a backup there that goes back several miles all the way back into College Park. So again, we're sitting in stop-and-go traffic all the way through there. Even the lanes on Route 50 are backed up at the Capitol Beltway in that area of Prince George's County. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day with a chilly rain developing this afternoon and this evening with temperatures in the upper 40s. Plan on soaking rain tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 735 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. Well, the question popped up again yesterday to John Harbaugh, as it has pretty much every week this year, and that is, what about the offensive line? Are you looking to make changes to a unit that at times this year has looked overmatched, and in the Cleveland game as well?
It's not even a hard answer, you know. So the question is pretty much, yeah, we're putting the best five players out there, and they're playing pretty darn good.
Lamar sacked five more times on Sunday, four by Myles Garrett alone, and was under duress pretty much all game. Elsewhere in the NFL, Josh Allen's three rushing touchdowns give him 75 for his career, tying Cam Newton for most in NFL history. Meanwhile, amazing numbers put forward by the league yesterday. NFL.com releasing the league's playoff picture slash odds through week 11. In the AFC specifically, the Ravens' current rank is 10th. They're behind the four division leaders and five teams that are ahead of them in the wild card race. So they're out of the picture at the moment. Yet Baltimore's playoff chances are pegged at 77%. The Steelers, who currently lead the division, are given just a 39% chance of making it. College football, James Franklin named Virginia Tech's next football coach, making people happy in Happy Valley. Happier, actually. Penn State's buyout of Franklin now reduced from $49 million to just $9 million. College basketball, former University of New Orleans player Day Hunter acknowledged his role in a point-shaving scheme yesterday in an interview on ABC's Good Morning America. Here's the exchange.
What was the motivation for the money?
Basically, I had a child. I just had a child. So, like, the school wasn't paying me money, so, like, I was trying to get money to actually take care of my child.
Hunter and teammates Dyquavian Short and Jamon Vincent were accused by the NCAA of losing or attempting to lose by more than the point spread in at least seven games for the Privateers last season. The NCAA ruled all three players were permanently suspended. Caps were back on home last night against the Kings, who came in hot, winners of their last six on the road.
Chychrun crossing over, front door off of the defender. Fiala wide of the net. In front there, score! Ovechkin! It's 2-0 Washington.
Topi had the call on monumental Alex Ovechkin's sixth goal of the year, the 903rd of his career. Caps prevail 2-1. They've now beaten the Kings in six of their last seven. The time now is 7:37. When we return, should participation trophies be given out in high school sports?
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So you played in high school. I played in high school. We played for championships. Should every team be eligible to make the playoffs?
No.
Absolutely not.
No, that's the reason why you play the season, and the teams that, you know, qualify are the ones that had performed on the field and it followed all the rules and didn't cheat, whatever the case may be. But it's supposed to be the cream of the crop, the elite teams that meet for the playoffs.
So the idea that
everybody makes the playoffs is absurd.
Right. So it used to be that way. If you didn't, you know, qualify, you didn't qualify. But COVID changed everything, right? After COVID, the MPSSAA, the Maryland Public School Athletic Association, specifically mandated that all teams make it. So teams have made the playoffs now for the last few years that haven't won a game all year. So here's the result. 47 games were played last year in the quote-unquote playoffs.
Right.
13 of them ended in shutouts. The average margin of victory was 25 points per game. You know, if nothing else, maybe it's a safety issue. You don't want the Archbishop Spalding, and Archbishop Spalding isn't in the MPSSAA, but you don't want the winners that are 10-0 playing these 0-10 teams. I mean, there's a reason why they're 0-10. You know, so look, I
applaud them for fielding a team,
getting
out and competing. And there's got to be a winner, there's got to be a loser, and you learn more from your failures than you do your successes. And this idea, I don't know why COVID would change anything. Why do they feel compelled to change it based on COVID?
Because that year was shortened because of COVID. They couldn't play all 10 games or whatever, so some teams only played 3 or 4 games, whatever it was. So they said, okay, you couldn't play your games during the regular season.
That should have been a one-off.
It should have been a one-off. Exactly right. Just like the subsidies for the ACA. I mean, every COVID changes everything.
It reminds me of a story years ago. We were playing a tournament, and this was a hockey tournament, and... And you talk about kids finding out very early. So in this tournament, I think it was up in Pittsburgh, and they gave all the teams a trophy just to say that you participated in the tournament.
Right.
And the kids on my son's hockey team was like, because they lost in the championship game, they said, well, why are we getting a trophy?
Exactly.
Why are we getting a trophy? We didn't win.
Right.
We wish we had won, but we didn't win. So kids know. I mean, come on. And these other teams know as well.
Got to change.
Thanks, Gary. 7:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. Peter Tichtman is a successful Florida lawyer, longtime friend of President Trump. In fact, he was his former platoon sergeant at the New York Military Academy, where Trump, did you know he played tight end in football at the New York Military Academy? Yeah, he was a football and a baseball. Good baseball player. Good athlete. That's why he's probably a good golfer. In any event... this goes back to the Michigan election results, and it's a long story, but one of the guys that was in charge of in Wayne County, and this is Matt DiPerno, he is the former opponent of Dana Nessel, who's the attorney general there. He and a bunch of other people were questioning the election results. They wanted access to the voting machines, and they eventually got the access through a county clerk, and then they looked inside the machines and discovered some very interesting things. But because they went inside the machines, Dana Nessel was after them, and there was no law preventing them from doing what they were doing. They were election officials. They were there. They wanted to make sure. The same thing happened to Tina Peters out in Colorado, and then she's still in jail and sick because of it, and hopefully we can get her out sooner rather than later. Make a long story short, Dana Nessel made up a law after the fact, and is charging the people that access the machines, the Dominion voting machines. What did they find in the machines? And this is, I think, the reason why she fabricated a law so that she could punish these people to try to inhibit them from telling their side of the story. Here's Peter Tichtman, Trump lawyer, Trump friend, on what they found inside the Dominion voting machines.
And in order to do a proper investigation, the experts needed to open up the computer and take a look at the motherboard. So when they did, what did they find? Amazing. They found something called phone chips. You know what I'm talking about. Chips, I'm not talking about things made out of potatoes. I'm talking about those things made in Taiwan and other parts of the world. But those chips that you put into your computer, some of them are meant to be able to be called from a telephone someplace else or from a computer that has a similar kind of phone chip. And that's what these computers have in them.
Yeah, so before they had broadband and everything, they had these phone chips inside on these motherboards of these voting machines so that you could access them by calling the number, and then you could get inside the system. And we're still using that technology today, and who else knew about that? I certainly didn't. We were repeatedly told that these machines could not access the Internet. Do you remember that? Well, they didn't need to access the Internet. Well, if you had the phone number for the chip inside of the voting machines, you could impact it or affect. Now, whether that happened or not, we don't know. That bears further investigation. But something is rotten in Denmark, and it's not the cheese, folks. It is these Dominion voting machines, and it is these phone chips. Thanks to Peter Tichton for putting that on our radar. 743, you want to play Choose Your Fake News? Now be the time to give us a call at 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. And you can match wits with Maggie, Kristen, and Chuck. We have a breakdown on the standings as well, so we'll do that in just a second. First, an update on Morning Rush Hour. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
Brought to you as a service of the Baltimore Blast, and they're opening game December 6th at Towson University. New wreck blocking the right lane, eastbound 70, about a mile before the Beltway, and it looks like we're starting to see a delay coming in from the area of the Patapsco River Bridge and up to the accident scene. You'll need to be to the center and the left-hand lane as you're coming in. Of course, if you're back there around Route 29, you can slide down and pick up Route 40 as a detour route eastbound to the Beltway and then make your move from there. It's been a nasty morning for traffic on 95 at two locations. Big wreck overnight. Southbound 95, Harford County, Baltimore County line. Delays all the way back beyond Route 24. Overflow traffic, Pulaski Highway, Philadelphia Road, Route 1, Harford Road, all getting an impact for the traffic getting away from the interstate. And then the other wreck on 95 at the Capitol Beltway, the inner loop at Route 50, delays back through College Park. 95 is impacted, the BW Parkway is impacted, and even 50 has an impact both sides of the roadway. The outer loop of the Capitol Beltway with no wreck there was backed up even beyond the ramps at Route 214. The wait is over. Mark your calendars. The Baltimore Blast 2025-26 season begins December 6th against the Kansas City Comets at Towson University. Single game and season ticket plans available right now at BaltimoreBlast.com and at Ticketmaster.com. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day today, upper 40s, cold rain moving in this afternoon, soaking rain overnight, upper 30s, and tomorrow rain moves out, and it'll warm up to about 50, and right now we're at 32 and cloudy in Columbia, and it is 35 and cloudy in Arnold. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. We got WCBM keychains and pens today. And Jeff is in Druid Hill Park. Good morning, Jeff.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, sir. Thanks. You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'll go last, please.
All right,
are you actually in the park?
No, actually, now I'm on Monroe, going south.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
All right.
I was going to say, I didn't know if you were wandering around out there or not.
Story one, Jeff Bezos' wife, Laura, likes to glam it up. She's known for her high-flying lifestyle, fashion choices. And we find out from Amazon founder Jeff Bezos that Lauren Sanchez reportedly maintains $1 million a month wardrobe budget. $1 million bucks a month on her wardrobe.
She should look a whole lot better then.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. Okay. We can't say anything. I looked into that.
We're not allowed to.
Story two. Drug manufacturer Bayer announced this week they're releasing their popular Flintstone vitamins with added Ozempic to help slim down obese children. The Bayer spokesman Scott Thompson said this has been a long time coming. The chewable gummy vitamins taste great and will help overweight children lose weight right away. And story three, Sounds like something right out of slapstick comedy, but it's not funny. It's very real. Man in Pennsylvania accidentally was shot by his own dog. Last week, the homeowner was cleaning his shotgun inside his residence. He placed the loaded weapon on his bed, sat down. At the moment, one of his dogs jumped on the mattress, and the shotgun went off. The blast struck the man in his lower back.
So the dog was a pointer?
And a shooter. Maybe a retriever. You know? All right. Story one, $1 million a month wardrobe for Lauren Sanchez. Story two, a Flintstones vitamins with Ozempic. And story three, dog shoots owner in bizarre accident. All right, we will start. Who did we say we were going to start today first? It was...
not me.
You not Maggie. Yes, that's right. That we yesterday. Said it was not Maggie. All right, we'll go with Chuck.
I'll go with two.
Chuck goes for two. Kristen?
I just want to say, I recall back in January after Trump's inauguration where Lauren Bezos, you know, what she wore or rather did not wear to the inauguration, it was mostly men commenting on that.
Of course.
It was not women, so I'm just
we're not allowed to talk.
I didn't say a word.
You know, I remember it being a topic on the show. All right. Anyway, I agree with Chuck. I'll say number two.
Kristen goes for number two. Maggie?
I am with number two.
Maggie, number two. Jeff?
I'm going to go with number two.
Right. It's unanimous today. Story number two, Flintstone vitamins with Ozempic, now available for obese children. Yeah, that's our fake news
Thank
story.
That's
I wouldn't
day.
Be surprised, but hopefully not with RFK Jr.
$1 budget, huh?
Just coughed up a
yes.
hairball.
Congratulations, Jeff. Push and hold until you get your prize. What would you do with $1 million a month wardrobe, Chuck? I mean, you know, you have a lot
would
of shorts.
Be somewhere other than here.
Yeah. By the way, here are the standings as of right now. According to Alan Lang, the official keeper of the stats for Casey and Company, Sean Chuck has now gotten the quiz correct. We now 5 days in a row, as has Kristen. Chuck had a 5-day losing streak from November 5th through November 11th. Excluding that streak, he has been correct 52% of the remaining time. Because of his losing streak, his winning percentage for the quarter is .43.
Yeah, well, KMA.
Here are the leaders. Kristen with a 788 winning percentage. Then Maggie with a 615 winning percentage. Then callers, 533. And Chuck bringing up the rear, 438 winning percentage.
Oh, well.
That's below 500.
Where's this guy live that keeps this?
He at an undisclosed location.
Undisclosed.
Okay. I'll put some feelers out. I'll find out where his ass is.
Talk about
straighten this out right away.
He's been the keeper of the stats. He doesn't manipulate or massage the stats. He just
doesn't make any difference.
Well, it's
I'm gonna dispute everything just because I can.
Yes, exactly. Might as well get Gelfman. He'll get on the case.
I dispute it. I'll still get it wrong.
That's right. I can see it a couple. Don't forget, best of the morning show here, Casey and Company, is available each and every day. And it's at WCBM.com and on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it is made possible by our good friends at the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866 597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Listen live or on demand. Download the WCBM mobile app from the App Store today. Win tickets and prizes. Text into the studio. Best of all, it's free. Stay connected wherever you go with the WCBM app from Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harvard County.
Barry Allen has just hired several large men as bodyguards to protect him from a rather irritated Chuck Whitaker over the keeper of the stats. So just letting you know. 7:53 traffic weather on the threes.
What'd they say? Talking about me when I'm not here?
I'm just saying, the keeper of the stats now hired the large men as bodyguards.
Okay. So he'll
be protected.
Okay. Look out for the drone overhead.
True.
Well, I'm not even sure where to start here. First off, eastbound I-70, that wreck before the Beltway is now on the shoulder, so they reopened the right lane there, backed up back to the Patapsco River Bridge. Two major wrecks, and I mean big wrecks this morning. 95 southbound, Harford County, Baltimore County line occurred way early this morning. I think, let me go back here and look, 1:07 a.m., this wreck occurred on 95 South, and they're still looking at it, still backed up for the traffic coming south. That's a big delay. Delays coming out of Harford County, Pulaski Highway, Philadelphia Road, even Bel Air Road, Harford Road, feeling the impact. And then the wreck on the Capitol Beltway, which occurred earlier this morning. Let me see what time that one happened. That also happened early this morning. Was still backed up with delays through College Park. Multiple lanes were blocked. The inner loop is back to 95. We also have big delays on 50 and the BW Parkway because of the overflow traffic getting off the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop was backed up, just looking at it, all the way back beyond Route 214. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. It is going to be chilly and dry to start the day, but rain later on this afternoon. Upper 40s today, dropping down to upper 30s tonight, and then rain moving out early tomorrow. Right now we're looking at 34, mostly cloudy in Parkville, and 33 in Baltimore City. At 7:54, today is the day that the Epstein files of release vote is going to occur in the House. And President Trump has said that he's okay with it. And I just want to point out that President Trump did run on releasing the Epstein files. No question about it. And did try. They released 50,000 pages of Epstein files. And then was trying to get some of the grand jury testimony released. But a federal judge blocked that from happening. It's not as if he didn't try to release as much as he could, but a federal judge is the one that blocked it. But here is what he said yesterday about the pending release of these Epstein files.
We have nothing to do with Epstein. The Democrats do. All of his friends were Democrats. You look at this Reid Hoffman, you look at Larry Summers, Bill Clinton, they went to his island all the time, and many others. They're all Democrats.
What's interesting, Chuck Schumer got a little bit confused because the question from the reporter was, well, why didn't the Democrats under Biden release the Epstein files over the last 4 years? Why now, all of a sudden, is it a priority for you Democrats?
Okay. Senator, on that note, I guess a question that's out there. Why wouldn't they have been released the last 4 years when President Biden was in office?
Well, that's the question every American is asking. Not every American, but so many Americans are asking. What the hell is he hiding? Why doesn't he want them released? When you don't want something like this released, when even a whole lot of Republicans are calling for the release, his own party members, people ask the question, what's he hiding? It's got to be answered by releasing the files. Okay?
Yeah, but the question was about Biden. And he just completely glossed over that as if he didn't hear the question or just pretended he didn't hear the question, didn't understand it. He probably didn't understand it. The man, his mental faculties are slipping just like Sleepy Joe's were at the end of the day. But, you know, there you have it. Anna Paulina Luna saying that Bill and Hillary Clinton now are refusing to appear before Congress for depositions on Jeffrey Epstein. That is interesting. So, you know, give him a subpoena and make him appear. Now, they can appear and they can plead the Fifth. But remember who went to jail because they weren't cooperating with Congress. And they actually, I think, had a good excuse. Steve Bannon and Peter Navarro were invoking executive privilege. And I think they completely blew that argument out of the water. I think it was a valid argument. I think they should never have gone to federal prison. Each of them went for 4 months. And so are the Clintons going to be able, if they refuse a subpoena, if they refuse to appear, are they going to get separate disparate treatment from Congress? I mean, why would Bannon and Navarro be forced to go to jail and Bill and Hill get preferential treatment? Well, we know why, but that's not our justice system. So I would think if they haven't already sent the subpoena, sent it. And if they don't honor it, then do the perp walk. Now, they could easily just come with their attorneys and turn the lawyer up and say they'll plead the Fifth. But that is the latest there. All right, so to come in the next hour, we're going to play that psychotherapist confirming that TDS is real. Wait till you hear what one school official was asked to define genders. And a mother has been found. This is a U.S. judge. She's fit to be a parent except for one small thing. We'll tell you what that thing is that they evoked in just a moment. Rescue Natural Supplements wanted me to remind you that Black Friday to November sale is ongoing throughout the whole month of November. They just don't do it on Black Friday all month long. We're about halfway through now. And so you get the same savings, 45 to 80%, that you would on Black Friday for the entire month of November on your favorite Rescue Natural Supplements, whether it's omega-3s or red yeast rice or vitamin D3 or men's and women's hormone-boosting supplements, or the fact you might be looking to drop some weight. Ideal Weight is out there, PM Spray and PM Liquid, which will help you fall asleep, stay asleep faster. There are all sorts of all-natural. There's Orasine, which helps to regulate blood pressure and gives you energy and cellular repair. All sorts of great supplements I've been using for a long, long time, and many of our listeners have now. And now this is the best time of the year to stock up on your favorite. So here's how you do it. You just call 1-800-26-ALIVE. No coupon code is needed, and just tell you, order what you want, and they'll tell you how much the item is discounted. Or you can go online first, res-q.com, check it out, see. You can either order through the website, or you can check and see what discounts are, and make a little shopping list if you want, and then call 1-800-26-ALIVE, 1-800-262-5483. It's 8 o'clock here on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Radio 680.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The comprehensive Trump-Gaza peace plan takes a giant step forward, winning approval at the UN Security Council. In New York, the BBC's Netta Tofik says a Trump blueprint covers the future security as well as the governance of Gaza.
Donald Trump said the Board of Peace would be chaired by him and that its other members, the most powerful and respected leaders throughout the world, he said, would be named in the coming weeks. Under the resolution, the transitional board would oversee the reconstruction of Gaza and the delivery of humanitarian aid. The International Stabilization Force, or the ISF, would work with a Palestinian police force to achieve the demilitarization of Gaza. Russia and China did not exercise their vetoes, but abstained to let the resolution pass, largely because the Palestinian Authority and eight other Arab and Muslim nations backed it.
The House set to vote today on a bill directing the Department of Justice to release all of the remaining Jeffrey Epstein files, and President Trump is urging Republican lawmakers to vote yes on the bill. The White House red carpet will be rolled out today for Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. President Trump and his guests to discuss the potential sale of American F-35 fighter jets to the kingdom.
They've been a great ally. They've got to like us very much. Look at the Iran situation, what we did in terms of obliterating, you know, their, we obliterated their nuclear capability. I will say that we will be doing that. We'll be selling F-35s.
The president is not ruling out the possibility of talks with Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro. In the meantime, the U.S. is flexing its military muscle off the Venezuelan coast. Venezuela is accused of flooding America with drugs and criminals. Watching Wall Street this morning, Dow features down 333 points. NASDAQ features off 155. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Everyone is watching major movements ripple through the markets these days, sparked by new policy shifts out of Washington, elections around the country, and activity from the Federal Reserve. Americans have faced uncertainty before, and every time, we've found our footing again. The real secret to long-term financial peace is simple. Keep your eyes on the horizon and understand the fundamentals that drive real stability. That's exactly why Advantage Gold is inviting you to call 800-741-GOLD right now. We'll send you a free Gold IRA rollover kit, along with a complimentary copy of economist Ken Rogoff's insightful book, Our Dollar, Your Problem. Inside, you'll learn how to defend your retirement savings against inflation, market swings, and reckless fiscal policies with tangible assets like precious metals that have preserved wealth for centuries. It's no wonder Advantage Gold has been America's number one gold company for the past decade. Take a smart step toward protecting what you've earned. Call 800-741-GOLD. That's 800-741-4653. Consult your financial advisor before investing. Call 800-741-GOLD.
Good morning. You're listening to Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Our big delays on I-95 in Prince George's County, the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway. Just had another look at it live. Very limited lanes on the inner loop coming down from College Park to the ramp of Route 50. Most of the traffic has to exit right there at 50 because the straight through lanes are still completely blocked, and it's been that way for several hours this morning. Backups all the way back to College Park. We also get the impacts on the parkway, on 95, and on Route 50. Big delays, massive backups through there. And then the wreck overnight on 95 South in Harford County. That wreck was south of Mountain Road at Route 152. Gone back up here now live and looking at that. That wreck happened overnight, and they're still slow there. Backed up even beyond the ramp at Route 24. Overflow traffic, Philadelphia Road, Pulaski Highway, Bel Air Road, Hartford Road, all getting the impact, trying eventually to go south down to White Marsh Boulevard and then come back over to 95. The wreck on I-70 is on the shoulder just about a mile before the Beltway coming in from the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day with a chilly rain developing this afternoon and this evening with temperatures in the upper 40s. Plan on soaking rain tonight with lows falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
34 degrees in Edgemere, 31 in Joppatown. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Maryland Natural Resources Police are resuming the search this morning for a boater who went missing on the Chesapeake Bay. Officers were called on Thursday after 65-year-old Lonnie Johnson did not return as scheduled, and his boat was found in the area of Taylor's Island in Dorchester County. Natural Resources Police and several other agencies, including state police and the U.S. Coast Guard, are using aviation and dive resources in the search for James. Allegheny, Garrett, and Washington counties reject an invite to become part of West Virginia. Earlier this month, West Virginia State Senator Chris Rose introduced a resolution inviting three Maryland counties and 27 in Virginia to join the Mountain State to strengthen regional ties and promote shared Appalachian values. According to a local paper, Maryland Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey says, "We're not giving up a single county to West Virginia or anywhere else." Last night's Maryland Lottery pick three was 609. The pick four, 8739. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, right now we have a politically divided country, trade wars, stock market uncertainty, tax changes, and the list goes on. Now, do you think that these world affairs have any effect on your financial affairs? Look, if you're not prepared, you could be in for a very rude awakening. Now, you've saved and been able to grow your money. You don't want to have to make it again. Call my guys, Rod Barowie and Paresh Shaw, law with the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Now, Rod and Paresh, now they're published authors, radio hosts right here on WCBM. Now, they can show you how Wall Street's fuzzy math could derail your entire retirement plan. Now, do you want to get a handle on your retirement? Call the Safe Retirement Solutions team. Call them now at 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. Schedule an in-person or a Zoom visit. That's 410-266-1120. Or check them out online at SafeRetirementSolutions.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 805 Sports is brought to you by the Comfort Guys. That's Farnan and Dermer, keeping your home warm all winter long. Further dissecting the Ravens' win over the Browns on Sunday, Baltimore's fourth in a row that gets them back to 500. A key play that may have gotten overlooked was DeAndre Hopkins' catch with a Cleveland Brown draped all over him, setting up Mark Andrews for fourth and one. However, it was not overlooked by head coach John Harbaugh in the postgame locker room.
And this big Hall of Fame receiver comes barely open across the middle, and the quarterback is moving, and he dots him right there. Guys all over him, draped all over him, makes a catch, and gets us to third and inches so we can go win the game. DeAndre Hopkins.
And then after that, Hopkins was asked to deliver some words of his own.
I ain't gonna lie, when I came here, I did not expect us to start how we started, but I think that built us to who we are, and I wouldn't have it no other way, so let's keep going.
Ravens snap counts in Sunday's win in Cleveland. This per Jeff Zriebeck of The Athletic. With Rashad Bateman sideline, Hopkins saw 42 snaps. That's the most he's seen in a Ravens uniform. And Chido Awuzie, who had a huge pass breakup in the end zone after the fake tush push had given the Ravens the lead, played nearly every snap in place of Marlon Humphrey and earned praise from John Harbaugh.
I told Eric on the plane last night, I think that might be his most underrated signing. You know, it's just a really big, really been a big signing for us, and he's done great. And we knew he was a good player. We'd seen him over the years. I'd say even better than advertised. You know, he's played really good football. Had a heck of a game.
And finally, college soccer. The Maryland men have earned the number 4 overall seed in the NCAA tournament and will host the winner of North Carolina and North Florida on Sunday in College Park. Coming up in 30 minutes, Loop. There it is. And that is Stein on Sports.
Did you know Farnan and Dermer are HVAC pros? Being Maryland's oldest and best, they're family-owned and operated since 1902. Winter cold doesn't stand a chance. So if it's time for a new heating system, they make it easy. 0% financing up to 60 months, plus rebates up to $7,000. And don't forget that tax credit, $2,000 you get. But it goes away at the end of this year. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys that you can trust.
From Annapolis to Catonsville, from Dundalk to Reisterstown, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680 is the local number, and you can call us toll-free outside the metro area for getting into the program here at Casey & Company, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using free WCBM mobile app. And, of course, our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Top story coming up, or these top stories coming up in this hour include Maryland lawmakers pushing to ban ICE. The culture wars ongoing will verify exactly what TDS is and how widespread it is. It kind of shocked me. I knew it existed. I didn't know it was this bad. And we'll take a look at that. And also, our top story here today is, here we go, there's a big debate whether or not Governor Tax Moore is going to call a special session here in Maryland. Just less than 2 months away from the start of the next general insane asylum in January of next year, 2026. And this is all about redistricting. Never mind the budget issue that we're facing now, $1.5 billion in a budget deficit. That would be the priority for me if I were governor, not this redistricting nonsense in which you're trying to squeeze Andy Harris's seat into the hands of a Democrat and somehow call that a fair map. But the redistricting, again, another bogus argument, a bipartisan commission. You had Angela Alsobrooks, radical Democrat, Bill Ferguson, progressive Democrat, Adrian Jones, progressive Democrat, her delegate is C.T. Wilson, Brian Frosch, we all know about him, and the Cumberland mayor, Ray Morris, who is a Republican and the only one talking any sense right now, even though he's donated money to Governor Westmore. That's a little bit suspect, to say the least. So my big question is, how much is it going to cost? That's where I go. Whether it's the Key Bridge, who's going to pay? Or how much is it going to cost for the special session to run it, if they call it, and to put up all the legislators, all the hotel rooms, all the meals, all the transportation, etc.? And then if they redraw the maps, there's going to be litigation. So who's going to pay for it? I think the taxpayers are on the hook here. I really do. We, the taxpayers, we're already being inundated. And again, who's going to pay for the rebuild of the bridge, the Key Bridge? So we get to this, and recently this was Governor Moore on Deface the Nation with Margaret Brennan.
You don't think these maps are fair now?
This is something that happens every single decade. And if other states are going to have this process and go through this journey of identifying whether or not they have fair maps in a mid-decade cycle, then so should Maryland. I'm just not sure why we should be playing by a different set of rules than Texas or than Florida or than Ohio.
Because you say those states are being unfair. So why adopt unfair policies in your state?
This is just simply about making sure that we can have fair and representative maps and we can go through our process. It's the reason that I put together this commission where my job is not to draw the maps. Mm-hmm. That what we've just simply said is I want this bipartisan commission to be able to actually speak with the people and to be able to go through their process and just simply say that if other states are going to go through this process, that we're not just going to sit on our hands because Donald Trump tells us to.
Yeah, well, if there is a special session called, it's going to be a test of wills. It's going to be Governor Moore versus Senate President Bill Ferguson. And will there be enough of Ferguson in his little clutch to stop the redrawing of the map? Probably not. Probably not. And so now we're talking about a lot of money. I think the last one, I'll get to the cost here in just a second. We got to get you caught up to date with traffic. 8:13 traffic, weather on the threes. Once again with the update, here he is, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, you can add 95 northbound now to the accident list. Northbound after 216 and before Route 32 is up around the rest area on 95 north. So that's just adding to another wreck on 95. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway. Finally got a look at the scene, and it was on the inner loop right at the ramp at Route 50. They had everything blocked but the ramp lane onto Route 50. So you know the Capitol Beltway is backed up all the way into College Park. It was backed up over towards New Hampshire Avenue, even as far back as Route 29. So then we get the overflow, Route 1, the Parkway, 95, all backed up, along with that on Route 50, all backed up in and around the Capitol Beltway. The outer loop was looking at it. They were backed up even before the ramps at 214. Now we're back up here on 95 in Harford County. That wreck was southbound at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Delays have gone back even beyond Route 24, and there are heavy traffic delays coming south from Belcamp, from Aberdeen through there, just crawling. So you know Pulaski Highway and Philadelphia Road are all backed up. Bel Air Road, Harford Road, another option if you're coming out of Harford County right now, southbound. There's no backup, by the way, at all. Everybody's caught up here on 95, so no delays. The Fort McHenry Tunnel, 895, has been a little bit slow moving south from the city-county line and down through the Old Harbor Tunnel. Beltway, really haven't had a chance to talk about that. That's all the normal stuff, your normal delays towards Annapolis on I-97 at Route 32. Okay, I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, a chilly and dry start today, upper 40s, rain moving in later on this afternoon, going to be a cold rain, soaking rain overnight, upper 30s tonight for the low, and then the rain moves out of here, and Wednesday we warm up to about 50. Right now we're chilly, it is 34 degrees in Reisterstown and 33 in Ellicott City. And from the birthplace of the Star Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, it is time once again as we celebrate America's 250th birthday. right, on this day in history, 1883, the United States adopts Standard Time and sets up four zones, Eastern, Central, Mountain, and Pacific. Now the big debate is whether we stay on Standard or do we switch to Daylight Saving Time permanently. This back and forth, spring and fall, it's enough already, right? 1928, Mickey Mouse appears for the first time with Walt Disney doing the voice of his soon-to-be famous creation in Steamboat Willie. The beloved character's birthday is regularly celebrated at Disneyland and Disney World. 1961, weary of ordering a full-scale deployment of troops, President John F. Kennedy sends 18,000 military advisors to South Vietnam. Yeah, we know what those advisors turned into. 1963, the push-button telephone made its debut, retiring the old rotary phone as well. So there you have it, our big 250th birthday coming up on Independence Day of 2026. It's also a big World Cup event next year here in North America. So we'll be talking about that as well. Back to the redistricting argument here for just a second. The cost of a special session in Maryland, the last time I got figures was the 2007 special session. I'm more interested in the 2021, but apparently nobody kept figures. Isn't that responsible fiscal stewardship in Maryland, that nobody kept figures on how much it cost us, or at least they're not available publicly? And I did three or four AI searches last night and early this morning. But in 2007, it cost taxpayers about $360,000, averaging $17,000 per day. And in May of 2025, Ferguson noted that the potential federal budget cuts could lead to a special session, although we never saw that. We never saw a special session for the explosion of juvenile crime. But now we're going to try to draw a fair map, which right now the map isn't fair. And so I'm guessing now, based on 2007 projecting the 2025 cost of living and so on and so forth, I'm going to say it's going to be closer to $50,000 per day. And it just depends on how long it goes. It could be $500,000 to the taxpayers just for the session itself, or more. And with litigation, that could add another $500,000. So we're talking about, I think, in the millions, not tens or hundreds of thousands before all is said and done when it comes to the cost. And the lone Republican on the solar, yeah, this cracks me up. Governor Moore says this is a bipartisan commission. Well, guess what? There's bipartisan opposition to his redistricting. I mean, Bill Ferguson's against it, so you have some Democrats against it and some Republicans against it. So that would be bipartisan opposition, but the lone Republican says it's important that Republicans have a voice.
If you look at it at a federal level, about eight congressional districts and two United States senators, of the 10, nine of the 10 are Democrats, and I think it is good to have some Republican representation in at the national level.
And there you have it. More on that coming up in just a second. I should remind you that our America's 250th birthday celebration brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center, 410-321-1100, and make that dream a reality.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at JohnHagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334. License 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
time to listen to you, the listener. Go to WCBM.com and vote on WCBM's latest poll. It's fun, it's fast, and let us know what you want more of on WCBM.com.
Day 22 minutes after the hour here on Casey and Company. So the lone Republican on the redistricting committee is Cumberland Mayor Ray Morris. And he agrees with a lot of us, saying we have other fish to fry here. We've got other priorities that should take precedent over this redistricting nonsense.
The $1.4 billion deficit for FY27 that we need to work through. I think we've got bigger challenges than concerning ourselves with redistricting, especially if it's just for one lone voice of a Republican on the Eastern Shore.
And you're going to spend close to upwards of $1 million or more, perhaps, of trying to get these so-called fair maps in. And then you're going to get sued. And in most cases, and most likely, you're going to lose. So now you've spent $1 million or whatever it is of taxpayer money. You've wasted it, knowing full well what the result could be. And that's what Bill Ferguson is arguing here with Governor Westmore. But don't let Westmore's presidential ambition get in the way. He must do it. He's got to look good to the national party, which is circling the drain as we speak. 823 traffic weather on the threes. The man who never circles the drain, he only squares it. Chuck Whitaker.
I'm usually around the trough, not the drain.
and the golden fountain.
Oh, my God. This is one of those days, you know, I've been doing this a long time. I haven't seen a day like this in a long time where it's sunny and it's dry and they're just wrecking everywhere. The new wreck now is reported southbound. One report said it was at Northern Parkway, and I'm looking at the camera, which is right here at the city-county line on the JFX. Not really backed up there. Then we had a report further down, which is a hell of a lot further down, that the wreck was at Maryland Avenue with the delay going back to Northern Parkway. Either way, there's apparently a delay after the city-county line. We can't see it because the city doesn't turn any of the cameras on except for the speed cameras as you're moving on the JFX from Northern Parkway. It used to be a camera there at Northern Parkway. There was one at North Avenue. Hasn't been there for years southbound. So heads up, if you're coming down from Ruxton Road, the backup is there, and it looks like the wreck is further down towards the Maryland Avenue ramp. Now, 95 still backed up. Harford County, Baltimore County line. This thing is backed up. If you're coming down from Belcamp, coming down from Aberdeen, the tail end of this backup is all the way back even before Route 24. So a lot of overflow traffic out of Harford County, Baltimore County. Then the big delay on the Capitol Beltway, multiple lanes still blocked. Inner loop at Route 50 in Prince George's County, delays all the way back through College Park, back over beyond New Hampshire Avenue, backups on 95, Route 1, the Parkway. All of that is in total gridlock right now for that area in Prince George's County. Then we had the wreck northbound I-95 near the rest area north of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Tuesday. Chilly start, dry start, upper 40s, and then rain move again later this afternoon. Soaking rain overnight, upper 30s for the low tonight. Rain moves out tomorrow with warming up to 50. And right now we're looking at it is mostly cloudy, 41 in Ocean City, and it is 37 in Severn. 825, you are on KC and Company. And Jason Buckle, delegate, he's the minority leader in the House. Here in Maryland, he says the costs are the factor, and everywhere you look, taxpayers are getting hit between the eyes by the Democrats, and this is no exception.
If Governor Moore and the Democratic leadership think that it's wise to spend our tax dollars to bring us all back here for a special session, I don't live in Annapolis. You got to put me up in a hotel room. You got to put Delegate Pippi up in a hotel room. If you want to go to those costs and expense to have a special session the week before Christmas, when we're back in session on January the 14th, I think Maryland taxpayers will look negatively on that.
Yeah, well, they're looking negatively on a lot of things right now. We're looking at a $1.4 billion budget deficit in the next fiscal year. Then it balloons to $3 billion, $3.5 billion, $4 billion in the out years. And this is a structural deficit. This isn't something you can just wave a wand at and, you know, gloss over with ARPA money or, you know, move a couple of pieces on the chessboard. This is a structural deficit. You're going to have to fix the structural deficit in order to guarantee this isn't going to happen down the road. And they already know how they tackled it this past year with a $1.67 billion tax increase. Increased taxes, increased fees, increased permits, increased licenses, the 3% total tax on digital companies, tech companies, etc. And they're not going to raise the taxes in an election year coming in 26. So they'll have to move money around like the rainy day fund. And they, you know, look, they might have to stop or put a pause on and not fund the blueprint or some of their other pet projects until the off election year. Then we're going to get hit again. Okay. So unless, of course, you make a change in the governor's mansion in 26. So if you don't like what you've been taxed, you don't like what they're spending, you have the power to change it and make Maryland somewhat great. What did Ed Hale say? Make Annapolis great again. Let's go to Claude in Arbutus. Good morning, Claude.
Hey, good morning, Sean. Real quick, this is too much money, and it's ridiculous, and it doesn't make sense. And another thing is you got to have security there. You got to pay for police to be there to protect these people. It just seems beneficial to us. And, you know, government, I mean, spend more, no more, whatever you want to call them, idiot, whatever. I mean, you know, it's just wasting money, good for bad. And another thing, Sean, the three firefighters that got killed, I don't know what evidence they have on this guy, but at first, they let this guy go. They didn't have any evidence on this guy. And I know this good hand because I was in the fire department. And then they finally thought they had a fingerprint. They saw the guy leaving from the field or whatever. And they said that they saw a lighter flickering. Now, I don't know how you can see a lighter flickering at night to know, but the ATF's technology.
They apparently used some kind of technology that they could, it was with the ATFE, that they could see him inside the house allegedly using some kind of butane lighter or igniter that they kept on, they saw flashing. So, what? Look, you got to prove it in court. That's the big thing. But if he is guilty.
The whole thing is, Sean, if they did do all that, if they did find all that technology, that's beautiful because. You know, these people need justice.
I do. They're absolutely right, Claude. They need justice because, and look, I think the mayor and the city council shouldn't escape, you know, some of the blame as well. Thanks for your call. Appreciate that. Coming up next, Trump derangement syndrome. It is real. It is way more widespread than you could have ever imagined. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company each and every morning. It's available at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. We'll also take a look at the push to ban ICE here in the state of Maryland. We have some reaction from local sheriffs as well. Right now, time for local news headlines. Here's Maggie Hunter.
Good morning. Thanks. The NTSB is scheduled to release the findings of its investigation into the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapse and the probable cause of the tragedy today. The findings will be released during a public meeting in Washington, D.C. that's scheduled for 9:30 this morning, and it will be live streamed at ntsb.gov. According to previous reports from the NTSB, the cargo ship Dolly lost power several times before colliding with the bridge in March 2024. Earlier this year, the NTSB said the NDTA didn't perform a proper risk assessment of the Key Bridge before it collapsed. Opponents of the private Johns Hopkins Police Department rallied in Baltimore Monday evening. Several groups, including the Baltimore Abolition Movement, claim the police force was created without the input or consent of the community, and they're calling for a city council hearing. According to local TV, some opponents allege that the JHPD has already become physically violent against students. A Bubba Coos Burritos worker has been arrested in connection with the assault of a manager at the Edgewater Eatery. Anne Arundel County Police were called to the business on Saturday after 29-year-old Marquette Ball allegedly attacked the manager with a knife. Ball was arrested outside of the business, and the 43-year-old manager was taken to shock trauma. There's no word on the manager's condition. And Baltimore police are asking for the public's help to identify a person of interest in a September shooting. Surveillance images show an individual wearing black clothing and carrying a light-colored backpack while riding a white and green scooter. Investigators say that person may have information on a non-fatal shooting in the 800 block of Glade Court. And Governor Wes Moore has released a statement regarding the updated cost estimate and completion schedule for the Francis Scott Key Bridge rebuild. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, I'm Chris Serbeck, president and owner of Crestlock.com. We have a state-of-the-art showroom and mobile showroom where you can see working systems before you purchase. Crestlock.com is located at 10015 Plaski Highway. Crestlock.com is your one-stop for access control, security cameras, alarm systems, and or locksmith service. I invite you to visit Crestlock.com or give us a call at 410-256-7800 to schedule to see Crestlock.com's mobile showroom at your site.
Hi, I'm Mary Lynn at Wild Birds Unlimited, where we have everything you need for everyone and all the birds on your holiday gift list. We have bird food, feeders, pole systems, and bird baths. We celebrate local as we welcome artists, craftspeople, authors, and more each weekend in November and December. We've got Maryland-themed gifts, bird-friendly coffee, fair trade holiday decor, and unique, one-of-a-kind handmade items. Come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited Timonium and now Columbia.
8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
JFX is slowing now. Ruxton Road coming down towards the city-county line. Again, we can't see this wreck. The report was southbound at the Maryland Avenue ramp and in the right lane. And with that, it looks like now we're backed up to Northern Parkway and slowing right here at the city-county line. So it's time now to think about Falls Road or Green Spring Avenue getting away from the JFX as you're coming south from Ruxton Road. 95 Harford County still backed up from a wreck that happened early this morning. Big delays, multiple mile backup on 95 south. The wreck is at the Harford County and the Baltimore County line. Delays begin even well before Route 24 as you're coming south. Capitol Beltway with a major wreck as well. Very limited lanes on the inner loop at Route 50 in Prince George's County. Delays going back through College Park, back towards the Montgomery County line, and then the overflow traffic, 95, Route 1, the parkway, all being delayed. There was a wreck northbound on 95 near the rest area just before Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, a chilly and dry start to the day with a chilly rain developing this afternoon and this evening with temperatures in the upper 40s. Plan on soaking rain tonight with those falling into the upper 30s. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the 835 Sports is brought to you by Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover specialist. So Sunday in Cleveland, Browns quarterback Dylan Gabriel knocked out of the game, and in comes fellow rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders to make his NFL debut. Some Ravens fans may have gotten a bit nervous, but Kyle Hamilton was not among them.
We preached nameless, faceless opponents. I was confused when the crowd was going crazy, but then I saw Shedeur come in. I mean, there weren't really too many adjustments. You know, we're playing our game.
Later, Roquan Smith went even further in his assessment of the situation.
It's a rookie. It's a rookie at the end of the day. When you play a rookie in this league, you have to let them know they are rookies. Like, that's just what it is. Like,
Sanders ended just 4 for 16 through the air, only 47 yards, and took 2 sacks for 27 yards. Meanwhile, a name that we really haven't brought up in a while is Tyler Loop, probably because the rookie kicker has given us nothing to complain about. 19 for 21 on the year, including 7 of 8 in his last two games, and no, the win did not bother him on Sunday in Cleveland.
Talk about it all the time between Nick Jordan and I. Like, the more reps we get at that, the better we feel, and like, that's why we got so many this week into that win to practice. Was just challenging ourselves that way. So when we got here, it's like, all right. Like,
Loop, one of the top percentages field goal wise in the NFL. A 27-year-old man was charged yesterday with murder in the death of celebrated former football coach John Beam, who died Friday after being shot in the head on the junior college campus in Oakland where he worked. Cedric Irving faces 50 years to life if convicted on the charges. The Netflix docuseries Last Chance U 2 focused on Beam and the Laney College Eagles in its 2020 season. Maryland basketball's first true road game of the season came with major swings in momentum, a frightening injury to Pharrell Payne, and the kind of adversity that head coach Buzz Williams says is shaping the identity of his still new roster. The Terps pulled off a valuable road upset at Marquette 89-82, but a blunt Williams lamented the Terps' lack of rebounding.
We are beyond bad at it, not just against Marquette. We weren't in the top 100 in defensive rebounding or offensive rebounding entering today's game. And so I would say we're not in the top 200 after this contest.
In fact, Maryland is tied for 230th in the NCAA out of 361 teams. Happy heavenly birthday today to a hoop legend, the greatest basketball player in Maryland history.
This is Bias in the lane, double team. Got it! Len Bias with 35 points and Maryland is back on top.
The great Len Bias, born on this day in 1963, passed away tragically at the tender age of 22. The time now is 8:37 when we return what a seismic impact Lenny Bias's death had.
Attention federal employees, are you planning to retire or already retired? Let Greben Wealth Management, your TSP rollover services specialist, help you explore your options.
Keeping your money in the TSP means limited investment options, withdrawal restrictions, and no personalized advice.
Have other retirement plans? We can help with those too. Greben Wealth Management offers a full array of financial services.
Call Greben Wealth Management at 410-356-0111 and secure a prosperous retirement.
Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC.
So sad to think about it. 39 years ago, he passed away in 1986. Think of what the NBA, well, first of all, so sad for the family, obviously. Sure. But think about what the NBA could have been had it been Jordan and Bias for all those years. Jordan, they came out right around the same time. And, I mean, that would have been legendary. Think of what it did to the Celtics. It kind of impeded their progress for a few years. And think about what it did to the NBA. Yeah. But overall, though, just the tragic passing of a young man, cocaine, at the age of 22 years old.
He was taken to the hospital right down the street from DeMatha.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Hyattsville.
And I remember that that day well. But I used it as a teaching moment for my boys. And I just said, you see, here's an athlete in his prime. I don't know how many times he did cocaine.
Right. It's controversial.
But,
right.
He took it once too many. And it short-circuited his electrical system in his body and his heart and stopped his heart. So I said, you just never know. So it's not worth the risk. Don't ever do it. And just whenever you get offered something like that, if you find yourself in that situation, just think of Len Bias.
Now, how old were your boys at that time?
They weren't, they weren't born until later. My oldest was born in 92. Mm-hmm. Len died in 86, right?
Right. So you're saying you use that later on.
I used that later on.
I got you.
As a teaching moment for them as they were young boys going, going into school and stuff. So, it just so tragic that his entire, because we never knew how good he was going to be in the NBA. We'll never know.
Well, we had a feeling, but yeah, you're absolutely right.
By the way, the Washington Redskins, now Commanders, fired their kicker yesterday. They cut their kicker.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He missed 2 50-yard field goals.
And in Spain.
In Spain.
Yeah.
And
but,
now,
so, but they're
this
not...
is like the eighth kicker Adam Peters has gone through.
Well, what do you think?
I don't know.
Is it possible?
It maybe.
JT?
Maybe.
In D.C.?
Maybe.
Come on! Boy, wouldn't that be... Sorry. But wait, when they're in... Here's something I don't understand. Just give me one second. When you're in Europe and you're playing football, why are they measured in yards?
Yeah.
Why wouldn't it be like meters? A 50-meter? I don't even know the... Because I'm not that smart.
The metric system, yeah.
What is it?
Yeah.
But whatever.
Yeah.
They should do that.
Yeah. Well, they had American hamburgers and hot dogs, so I guess maybe they... deferred.
That's not right.
Yeah. All right, thanks,
JT
Gary.
In D.C. Let's watch it.
It's 8:40, 20 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. So you are familiar with the term Trump Derangement Syndrome, TDS. We're now coming up on Thanksgiving where families are going to get together, and there's always somebody. There's a skunk at every party. Somebody's going to bring up politics and, maybe Trump's name, and then there's going to be somebody at the Thanksgiving table that is going to spark the whole controversy and debate, and things could get ugly. So best advice is don't talk politics at the Thanksgiving Day table. And when the relatives that are folks that are never Trumpers or have Trump derangement syndrome. But it's much worse than I thought. In fact, A psychotherapist by the name of Jonathan Halper was a guest with Harrison Faulkner on her program last Friday on Fox. And he says he sees it all the time in his practice.
Jonathan is in focus with me now. So first of all, identify it for us. You're in a session and you pick up on what?
Well, Harris, it's it doesn't take long for me to pick up on this. People are obsessed with Trump. They're fixated. They're hyper fixated on Trump. And they talk about some of the features of this disorder. They can't sleep. They feel traumatized by Mr. Trump. They feel restless. I had one patient who said she couldn't enjoy a vacation because anytime she saw Trump in the news or on her device, she felt triggered. So this is a profound pathology, and I would even go so far as to call it the defining pathology of our time.
These people come to you for the things that you described. Can't sleep, traumatized, perhaps depression. I don't want to put words in your mouth. But at first, you are there to treat an illness, a disorder of some kind. And what you figure out is the trigger.
Well, and Trump is the trigger for many of these people. And to be that fixated on a figure, on a person, it's simply not healthy. And our country has strayed so far away from where we once were. If you look at in the 80s when President Reagan was shot, people were united. He famously said, I hope you're all Republicans, to the surgeons. And the response was, today, Mr. President, we're all Republicans. But our country has lost that. We've strayed so far from that unity.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see? Because you say, you told me off camera, three quarters of your patient load right now has what you're calling this TDS.
Well, three quarters of my patients will present with a lot of these symptoms, and within probably 5 minutes of seeing me, their hatred for Trump comes up. So if you're that hyper-focused on Trump, that's a real issue, and it's worth being treated.
The defining pathology of our time. That's my big takeaway of that exchange with Harrison Faulkner. It's real. It's real mental illness, and you should treat it as such. So just want to get that out there before Thanksgiving, when the Never Trumpers and the Trump deranged come into your home or you go somewhere else. 8:43 traffic, weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
There's an incident on the Beltway. This appears to be a broken-down vehicle. It's very large. Maybe a wreck here right at Hartford Road. So both sides of the Beltway are looking at it, and it looks like a construction vehicle with a work truck behind it, but another vehicle just ahead of it. So, again, they're kind of looking at it on both sides of the Beltway right there at Hartford Road. JFX, you're going to be slow. Again, we can't see the wreck because they don't have any cameras working southbound on that side from Northern Parkway all the way through downtown. The wreck was reported near the Maryland Avenue ramp. We're still backing up towards the city-county line. Everything else is still a mess. 95 South coming out of Hartford County. Big wreck there overnight. Hartford County-Baltimore County line. Multi-mile backup southbound on 95. Total gridlock there. Big wreck on the Capitol Beltway early this morning. The inner loop is still down to just the ramp lane on the inner loop in Prince George's County at Route 50. Delays all the way back through College Park, back beyond the ramps at 95. Overflow Route 1 on the parkway, on 50, on 95. And then there was a wreck on 95 northbound near the rest area north of Route 32. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, chilly, dry start to the day, upper 40s, cold rain later on this afternoon, rain overnight, lows in the upper 30s. And right now we're looking at 37 in cloudy in Pasadena, 38 cloudy skies in Parkville. And it is time for our Feel Good News segment of the day.
I need some good.
Well, brought to you by our folks at Town Appliance, by the way, all right off Racerstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs. Down in D.C., a woman apparently left her pocketbook by accident on a park bench or bus stop bench there, waiting to catch the bus. And she then gets up, forgets her pocketbook, and starts to get on the bus when immediately some miscreant comes in and tries to snatch her purse from her, and two strangers, seeing this, step in and stop the steal in a random act of kindness.
Two women had come into the gift store with a black purse. They had seen it on a park bench, but as they were walking over, they noticed a man looking inside of it, and they immediately grew suspicious. And so they walked up to the purse and the man and said, "Sir, is this yours?" And he mumbled something like, "Yeah, yeah, my wife lost it. I was looking for it." And they just didn't believe him. And so they actually pretended that it was theirs, and they wrestled it out of his hands and walked quickly to where they saw a security guard near the gift shop and then walked inside. 5 minutes later, I walked in asking for the purse.
Yeah, great story. And, again, these are folks that they don't have to get involved, but they do. And thank goodness that they did. Our Feel Good News segment brought to you by Town Appliance.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hey, it's Sean Casey. Listen up. Now's the time to seriously shop for home appliances at Town Appliance on Reisterstown Road and Owings Mills. Why do you ask? Because they're having a huge Black Friday shopping event. We're talking Whirlpool, Jet Air, KitchenAid, Maytag, Monogram, Cafe, Sub-Zero, and more. Over 70 top brands all under one roof. And to really make it easy for you, when you meet with Mayor or Mayor, they're super knowledgeable. Open Monday through Thursday 10 to 6, Friday 10 to 1, and Sunday 12 to 4, closed Saturdays. Visit townappliance.com. Mention my name for a little extra added value. Town Appliance, your headquarters for home appliances.
WCBM Baltimore.
So while many on the political left, including U.S. Supreme Court Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson, have trouble defining what a woman is, now their video has emerged of the head of Michigan schools having extreme difficulty stating how many genders exist. Sue Carnell is the Michigan State Superintendent, and she's asked a question by one of the legislators in Michigan regarding how many genders there are, and hilarity ensues.
How many genders are there? How many genders are there?
Different people have different beliefs on that.
Well, you can believe all you want, but science says there's two.
Yeah. So this is, again, these are the same people that are Trump deranged. I think we have a Trump deranged Supreme Court justice on the bench, can't define what a woman is, and now we have a school superintendent in Michigan that can't define or say how many genders there are. There are really only two, male and female, XY, XX. And yeah, there are mutations and aberrations to that, but that is a scientific aberration. Not the norm. And finally, the fight is now between two people who never married, but whose daughter now is nearly a teenager. And there's a Supreme Court decision in Maine that's going to determine if judges in that state can simply overturn the constitutional religious rights of parents. This battle is being fought by Liberty Counsel, and explains the judge's trial court ruling in a dispute between a mom and dad. And this has gone well into the beyond extreme range. For example, the judge ruled that the custodial mother, quote, is a fit parent except for the fact that she is a Christian. So, again, the war erupted over the non-custodial father's opposition to Christianity, specifically demanding to ban his daughter's attendance at a Christian church. But based on the counsel of the court from a Marxist former sociology professor, the judge said the daughter cannot associate with any of her church friends or any member of the Calvary Chapel in Portland. Can you imagine? To me, this is wholly unconstitutional. You have a First Amendment right. Congress shall make no law to establish a national religion or to keep you from practicing yours. I'm paraphrasing now. And this is keeping this young girl and this mother from practicing their religion. So I think that I think they're going to lose. Hopefully they lose in Maine. If not, this one might go all the way to the Supreme Court before all is said and done. I want to tell you about our good friend Mark McVeary, Reverse Mortgage. And let me ask you something. If you are over 62 and still making a mortgage payment every month, how long do you see yourself doing that? Does it ever feel like you pay the mortgage and pay a few credit cards and there's not much left for you at the end of the day? If that does sound familiar, I call my good buddy Mark McVeary. He might be able to help you out. Mark spent over 30 years helping homeowners use a reverse mortgage to get rid of their mortgage payment, pay off high interest credit cards, and make it easier to stay in the home that you love, that you want to stay in. He's not there to push you into anything. That's not what he's about. He's there to walk you through your numbers in plain English so you can see what's possible with the house you already own. And what happens sometimes, people, they take advantage of that. And other times people say, not for me. No pressure, no hard sell, just pure facts. So the real question is, if you could remove that payment and free up that money every month, what would that change for you? Call my good friend Mark McVeary, 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
Fox 45 News. From policymakers to public safety, we challenge the powerful, ensuring accountability from those in charge.
What steps have you taken to ensure that the problems either have been fixed or will be fixed?
Relentlessly pursuing the facts.
I've been digging deeper into how your tax dollars are being spent.
And asking the questions others are afraid to.
What do you tell those residents who are saying, I'm struggling?
Delving deeper and demanding accountability. Fox 45 News. Investigations and stories you won't see anywhere else.
Finding assisted living is tricky enough without someone trying to trick you. That's why at Lorien, they don't tell you one thing on the tour, then something else after you move in. They tell you exactly what to expect, from their transparent pricing to their robust available medical care with a licensed nurse on site 24 hours a day. Lorien was Maryland's first assisted living location over 45 years ago, and they strive to be Maryland's most reassuring now. Their pricing calculator provides a great start. Try it online at LorienMakesSense.com.
Hey guys, it's Rob Carson. If your kitchen or bath is ready for an upgrade, it's time to call the experts at John Hagee Remodeling. Choose chic cabinet refacing for a brand new look without the time, mess, and cost of custom remodeling, or let their design experts plan your complete kitchen or bath remodel. Either way, you get award-winning craftsmanship and customer service. See some of their amazing work at johnhagee.com. That's John, H-E-A-G-Y.com. Or stop by their showroom on York Road in Hunt Valley. Call John Hagee Remodeling today.
The Rob Carson Show.
Bernie Sanders, he has not been able to light the fire of socialism in the country. His matches are damp, and he is convinced that Zoran Mondami's little victory is going to sweep across the country. They're convinced this is the direction of the Democrat Party needs to go full-blown into communism and socialism, which Bernie Sanders has not been able to do in 40 years.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays, noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
8:53, traffic, weather on the threes with the update now. Here's the King, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
Don't even ask.
I won't.
This is one of these days. Kristen and I were just talking. If you were traveling today and you were coming down from Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and you're coming through and you're thinking, okay, 95 through Harford County, not too bad. No, 4 mile backup plus, maybe five. Southbound 95, still working on the wreck after the area of the Harford County, Baltimore County line. Then you get through that, and then you go through the Fort McHenry Tunnel and think, okay, I got it made. Go all the way down 95, get on the Capitol Beltway, 10 mile backup towards the Capitol Beltway.
Jeez.
Just unbelievable.
So those days are glad that we do morning radio.
Oh, I mean, the inner loop of the Capitol Beltway, they have everything closed off except for the exit lane onto 50. And then they're letting traffic go down the ramp and then come back up. And you know they can't handle that. Four lanes going into a ramp. So we're backed up all the way back, even beyond New Hampshire Avenue. 95 is backed up. The Route 1 is backed up. The Parkway is backed up. 50 is backed up. There was an accident northbound 95 near the rest area at Route 32. That's also adding to the traffic leaving the Capitol Beltway. The backup in Harford County, multi-mile there. All of these wrecks happened way early this morning. So 95 is still backed up. That means overflow traffic from Harford County on Pulaski Highway, Philadelphia Road, Route 1. Even Harford Road probably got some of that overflow coming south. The only thing I can tell you that's good, no delays right now at the Harbor Tunnels. The incident on the Beltway near Harford Road was clearing. Some slowing there, inner loop at Greenspring, and the west side is moving a little better now from 795 down to Frederick Road. But 95 in two areas, major backups and multi-hour delays trying to get through the area. All right. I'm Chuck Whitaker.
I think that was the longest report in history.
Probably. I'm sorry I took us all the way to the top of the hour.
That's
okay.
See
you tomorrow.
All right, thanks, Chuck. Appreciate it. See you in the morning.
Today's traffic update is sponsored by Michael's Cafe. Family owned, locally loved.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Chilly start to the day. Highs in the upper 40s. And we're going to get some rain heading our way coming up a little bit later on this afternoon and tonight. Right now, 39 in Middle River. And it is 39 in Pasadena. Kim Klasick live coming up next morning. Kim?
Good morning. So, I'm going to quote P. Diddy here, or maybe even Mace, the rapper. More money, more problems, okay? The key bridge.
Yeah.
This is insane to me. You have Governor Wes Moore saying on multiple videos that he has posted himself on social media, we have the key bridge going up. It's going up in record time. This is going to make history. And now we find out it's going to cost us more money, and it's going to take even more time to put it up.
Sean. Yeah, you took the victory lap way too soon. But, you know, yeah. I've been doing this a long time. Whenever I hear government estimates, I immediately double or triple
it's
it. It's way too low. And by the time you do everything they do in this state with red tape and regulation, prevailing wage law, all of that,
yeah.
It is, you know, I'm shocked it actually 2030. I would expect longer than that. But,
okay.
But we'll see if he can bury the hatchet with President Trump. President Trump could do a lot to accelerate things for the bridge.
See, I thought the price tag might go up, but I didn't think we would be waiting to 2030. I did not think that. This has taken way too long. I mean, look, you just had Chuck talking about the traffic. A lot of this is because the key bridge no longer is there.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's
and
just,
I think
crazy.
That one of the wrecks is a tractor trailer. So
so there you have it. They should have been. I can't believe this. Anyways, that's going to be a huge topic today. Also, to all those that gave compliments to Senator Bill Ferguson, take them back now. I demand it. Here he is saying that each jurisdiction should not be allowed to work with ICE. Of course, you've got Harford County and so many of those counties that keep residents safe. They're fighting back, as they should. But why,
by the way,
is the big hole?
On that note, just a few Maryland sheriffs, Gaylor and Chuck Jenkins and others, and Cecil, they lead the country in cooperating with ICE.
Right.
Their numbers are better than anybody else in the country.
And the streets are relatively safe.
Yeah.
Like, what is the problem?
The problem is you are impeding on the Democrats' ability to register those illegals to vote.
Which is ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Anyways, we'll talk about that. And then also Mark Mix with the National Right to Work Foundation. There's an interesting lawsuit right now at Johns Hopkins between a student and the union. So he's going to talk to us about that. Also, I did note, because he was posting online right before the elections this past, I guess that was, November? What was that? November 5th or so? He was posting online that in Virginia, he believed the right to work was really on the ballot with Spamberger. So I want to get his thoughts on that and what he meant by that. Is it because she allows this illegal immigration to continue? Is proliferating, obviously, throughout Virginia? Is that what he meant by this?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm going to ask Mark about that at 10 o'clock.
Very good. And word out of Pennsylvania that ICE has arrested an illegal alien commercial truck driver
that
was licensed out of Josh Shapiro's state. So it's happening in all these states.
Oh,
and
you
wonder how much Maryland has done. All right, thanks, Kim. We'll be tuned in.
Thank you.
By the way, tomorrow on the program, John Myrick will be joining us, the other Republican gubernatorial candidate. There are many. He'll be joining us on the program to discuss what he would do to the Key Bridge and other issues. And if you're fans of Lynyrd Skynyrd and Foreigner, there's a big concert coming up in this summer called the Double Vision Tour. Double Trouble Vision Tour, I should say, because you got Skynyrd and Foreigner. We have tickets for the rest of the week to give away starting tomorrow through Friday, so be listening. We'll tell you how you can win those tickets coming up a little bit later on in the actually tomorrow morning. You just be listening the first thing, and we'll tell you exactly how you can score those tickets. Until then, God bless our troops, and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.